injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Power.com/awards.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Oh my gosh, no. What are you doing? Are we ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
Bring it on.
We're into the Talk Radio Review. An overview of the hot hits in talk radio. The charts are every week. The premiere of them is on this program. First time they're heard, and the information comes from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm Doug Steffen with my other DJV players, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, to comment on the top 10 stories as presented by Talkers. You can go to talkers.com and find the list, or djvshow.com. For the list of the top 10 stories, top 10 people. We go through the list and come up with things that are hopefully new to you. When it comes to some or maybe all of these stories, there are so many different ways that you can attack or approach the conversation. We try to come up with unique ways. I don't have to prompt these ladies. They're very good at doing that. And we started with the Christmas music because for the first time this week, Christmas music. Was it down? It was Greenville, North Carolina, I think, wasn't it, ladies? Remember, I said we're on a station down there, and I remember saying that the station is in Greenville. I'm not mistaken.
So they flipped to Christmas music October 1st. They went to Christmas right away.
Right. Yes. Right. Exactly. And there are a lot of things around. I noticed that there already are radio programs focused on Christmas, the inside story behind the Christmas songs.
I think
the legendary songwriters.
Nice to focus on, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. What, Christmas?
Yeah.
I mean, then does it wear out before we actually get to Christmas? No.
No.
Not in the time of a pandemic, right? I mean, last Christmas was pretty much canceled for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so, you know, maybe this Christmas, who knows? Delta seems to be peaking in a lot of places. It's still raging in others, so who knows what's going to happen. You know, are we going to have a Thanksgiving dinner around the table this year? Because our family didn't last year. We don't know yet. It's still a wait and see with this stupid virus.
I'm invited to California. I don't usually go anywhere for Thanksgiving because it's usually a nightmare, but because my son and his wife are having a baby that week, I think I will go. Everybody will be masked up, and that's good. I think it's all good under the circumstances, according to most people. Well, there are some who, depending on their point of view, say it's not all good. I don't want to be told I have to have a vaccine. That's the number one story this week on the talkers list of the top 10, a discussion of vaccines, what works, what doesn't, the boosters, yes or no, wear a mask, do I have to, all the mandates, the politics involved in it. It's become a nightmare, a circus. Actually, because of the misinformation, wrong information, it just has become, it's a nightmare. And I don't know if it's this bad everywhere. I guess I wasn't, you know, in terms of the political. I'm going to take them. I'm not going to take them.
Have you seen Australia? I'm surprised people aren't talking about Australia more than they are.
We'll talk about it.
People in Australia are locked into their homes by the government. The police are enforcing them to stay inside their homes. The government is delivering their food and essentials to their doorstep.
Jeez. That's an overstep.
And it's ridiculous.
My God.
You think?
That's
an overstep. That's tyranny is what it is. I mean, that is tyrannical. When you won't let people leave their homes.
Well, that's what they did in China. They did that in China when it first started, boarded up everybody's home and said you can't come out. And they put food through the windows once a day. That was what they did in China when this all started. So, hello. Welcome to the
I mean, other countries, you know, earlier this week on DJV, we talked about Ireland became the number one country to, you know, to be, if you need to be somewhere during Delta, Ireland was the place. And that was like the Bloomberg COVID response ranking or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, Ireland had pretty strict, you know, lockdowns too. They, you know, there were, you were limited in where you could go unless it was, you know, some sort of an emergency or if it was your job. And they had certain shopping hours by age group. But it was organized. It wasn't tyrannical, but it was very organized. But there are still people, you know, they had a lot of people protesting, and essentially it wasn't really about vaccines or masks. It was just about the pubs being closed.
Yeah,
so
right.
That's where they really, you know, that's take the
hurts.
Pubs away from the Irish.
Yeah,
and
you lose. Yeah.
You will see.
When you can't do what you
well, that's
do.
The point. It's affected everybody's life in almost every way. I saw that Shaq says that apparently Shaquille O'Neal. Said that the fellow who's the Brooklyn Nets star, is it Kyrie Irving, I believe, or Kyrie Irving, right, and other vaccine holdouts ought to be thinking about others and not themselves. I don't want to be around people like you. I don't want to be around anybody who doesn't think that it's important to be vaccinated. And there's
but
a lot of
see,
that, you see.
That
I feel that,
they're
too,
explaining
though.
This, they're explaining this in such a, I mean, I don't know. If you listen to Bradley Beal, who came out this week, I don't know much about what Kyrie Irving's, like, his stance is. But I know he's loud, and I know people like to write him off sometimes. But, like, Bradley Beal came out. He doesn't normally talk, and he's like, I've had COVID. I recovered from COVID a couple months ago. Everybody who that I know on this team who got the vaccine is still able to get COVID. Why should I have to take the vaccine if I've already had it, if I've already had natural immunity? Why should I take the vaccine if it's not preventing the spread? He's asking some legitimate questions that if someone were smart, they would actually answer publicly to try to make him feel like there was a reason for him to move ahead or to move ahead with the vaccine. But no one's doing that. Instead, they just say, oh, he's an idiot and he's not going to be able to play. And nobody's addressing that real concern because nobody wants to talk about it. I think there's an opportunity here, but no one seems to be.
No, I agree. I think there needs to be a lot more of an outreach of education for sure.
Much.
Because it is because the vaccine does actually prevent the spread. And so you can still get it, and the unvaccinated people are the ones who are spreading this around. So, yeah, I mean, there's plenty of...
I would take issue with that. I mean, yes, unvaccinated people are spreading it, but so are vaccinated people. It wasn't an unvaccinated person that made Jay's husband sick. It was a vaccinated person. The vaccinated are still
Well, we also don't
it.
Know that. He was at a Let's, concert in
Well,
Taurus.
There's the exception
yeah.
to the rule.
But the
rules.
Fact remains Jennifer, that people are hearing this.
He was at a Blake
sick.
Shelton show indoors
yeah.
with 20,000 yeah. people, so I don't know.
No, blame it on Blake. Okay, next item is I'm going to go through from the top to the bottom this week instead of starting at the bottom and going to the top. Number two, the budget discussion. Apparently the Democrats, as we do this program, have delayed a vote on the infrastructure bill. There are all kinds of divisions in the party, never mind the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. The Democrats have a huge divide here. So do we have a government shutdown?
Well, there's three things at play. The government's not going to shut down because, it didn't shut down. It would have already been shut down had
yes.
it been. But they're doing a continuing resolution, as is now the thing, where they kick the can down the road.
Yep.
And they're going to have to take this up again in December. And I think it's really funny, all the fear-mongering, Janet Yellen coming out, the head of the Fed saying, we cannot default on our debt. Well, of course we can. We're not defaulting on our debt. Much of it has been funded. They use it to try to get people scared to say we can't have this government shut down, turns popular opinion, and then people do something about it. So in any case, government's not shutting down for now, but There are also, this was a really critical week. There was supposed to be a vote on Monday for the infrastructure and reconciliation bills, and Nancy Pelosi is having trouble getting the votes together within her own party to get this passed. You've got
a couple of senators. She started wearing her blue suit again, did you notice?
Well, on Thursday night, the Congress was not allowed to leave until, I think, like 11:45 or 12 a.m. when she finally sent them home. People were sitting in hallways. Everybody was waiting. And what's really at play here is that you're not going to get Republican support for a bill that is so fiscally irresponsible. I mean, $3.5 trillion is just ridiculous. It's valued at probably $5 trillion. You've got the infrastructure bill at another $1.5 trillion. I mean, it's a lot of money and not a lot of ways to spend it, or to pay for it. And so they're relying on the Democrats in the House and the progressive branch of the party. She can only lose five Democrats. And the entire squad in the progressive branch of the party saying they will not vote for it unless infrastructure is passed through the Senate. Now, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, both Democrats, say that they're not going to pass infrastructure or this huge reconciliation bill because they think that it's too much money, overvalued, overpriced, and they're not going to do it. So there's a lot of moving parts to this story, and as of at least the time we do this show, there hasn't been any movement. So
number three is a focus on economic interests and problems. We'll get to that right after these words here on the weekly talk radio roundup with the folks from the DJV show. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out, not to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, a couple of items here on our roundup focusing on the economy. Number one, Janet Yellen she's the Treasury Secretary, supporting abolishing the debt ceiling because it is destructive. And I wonder how we
you know
do we
less
get
destructive, just spending whatever you want.
Yeah.
I understand her point, though, because she said if you set these limits and then you don't take into account, like, I mean, if you put these in stone and then the economy takes drastic shifts, then you're always up against that debt ceiling with no wiggle room. And then you've got to go all through this rigmarole and we're,
But it needs to be made public. These discussions, if you don't have a debt ceiling, nobody talks about it. At least this way, there's a focus on what these clowns are doing. And
you
how
know,
they're spending
the
money.
The sad thing is that no one, and I really mean no one, is intent on limiting the amount of debt that we have. Everybody wants to spend. Nobody knows how to pay for it. The only answer is taxes. And even the taxes that are going to completely transform us and make us more taxed than communist China.
Slows down the economy more than anything else.
Of course, the corporate tax that's being proposed to help pay for all of this junk
what
is higher than the corporate tax in China. It's 40-something, 30-something, 40-something, I think, higher than the corporate tax in China. Yeah. And so, I mean, when you have that information, they want to kill the economy, right?
Yeah. Well, what does that do for them, though? Does that help them get elected? What does that do?
That doesn't.
Of course it does. As soon as, they want to destroy fundamentally the country so they can rebuild it with more government involved. And that's, you know, government.
Yeah, but what does that get them? What does that get them? Is there always
more power and more government?
Yeah, lovely. Okay, speaking of more power, the loan servicing company Navient has announced that it will no longer service student loans. 6 million borrowers will be assigned to a new servicer. Who's going to decide that? Those of you who have, as part of your personal economy, student debt, Biden keeps talking about relieving student debt. So what is this company? What is getting out?
They're getting away from any sort of accountability. They're just dumping these loans onto someone else, and it's horrible.
Lovely. 21 half the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from BNT 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at BNT makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Play our pro football season picks promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly choices. Plus, prior week results and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Football is better at the river.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 23 at the hour now on the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. And we have a component on the DJV program focusing on listener input via social media, Twitter, at DJV Show, along with Instagram, Facebook. And so Jay Kirshner's in charge of monitoring that. What questions and answers do we have here?
Well, one of the things we wanted to definitely ask is, what is the main news story that's taking up residence in your mind this week? Chris Meacham says the guy catching the alligator in the trash can.
Definitely.
Definitely a good one.
He was in Afghanistan. He was a veteran of service in Afghanistan. Did you see that?
Yeah, he used his military training to do
that. He captured the alligator. Good for him. All right, what else? Yeah.
Well, Lori Howerton says the fact that all the frontline hospital workers who were the big heroes last year are being kicked to the curb, the whole vaccination situation. Sydney Houghton, kind of along those same lines, the mass firing of unvaccinated employees at United Airlines.
Yeah. Does he work there? I think if I worked at United, that would be the biggest story for anybody. United has made a huge mistake there, and they're going to regret it for a long time, I think. All right, anyway, what else? Who else is on the list?
Michael Selby is focused on the Afghanistan withdrawal debacle.
And it is a debacle. No question. Number four this week on the story a list at Talkers, by the way, on the countdown.
Yeah, and CCRA says, people actually thinking Rob Zombie's version of Halloween is not trash. That is what
random
is taking
one,
a presidency
like
for
it.
Stacey.
Very random, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there are a lot of these Halloween movies coming out this next week, and it is, they are, I sat through, I was watching a movie last week in the theater, these horrible, horrible previews of these god-awful monsters. It's just creepy.
What film were you seeing that those were the trailers? Because usually the previews kind of go along somewhat with the movie you're seeing.
It was one of the Halloween. I just closed my eyes. I can't handle it. It's just awful. Oy. Okay, what else?
Biden's proposal requiring banks turn over to the IRS bank account information for accounts holding more than $600. Some thoughts on that was... Billy Linnell says, I will literally pull my money out and go to prepaid debit cards for paying for things.
There you go, Brian.
So that sounds like a tax evader right there. Way to go. Put it on blast.
Put it on blast. Yeah. Noted. Big Brother
Smart.
Is watching. Lynn Charlene says, just nope, don't like that. Leave it alone. If it's not broke, don't fix it. Mm. And Helen Tarr says that this makes her enraged. $600, well, seriously, why do banks, why do the IRS need to know about $600?
Yeah,
isn't that small peanuts comparatively speaking?
Anything over that is taxable, so that's the law.
Yeah,
so
but you're going
to
have
to change it to $10,000. Can we
sure,
yeah,
change
the law.
Change
the law. How hard can it be?
Do you know how many people they're going to have to hire to oversee this? Ugh.
Yeah, it is that's real overreach. Biden gets a big zero and an F on that one. Okay, next. Businesses and masks. What do we have here?
Yeah, there's been a lot of debate over businesses who are requiring masks, but we are seeing some things in the news about businesses who are strictly prohibiting masks. So we asked about that. Should that be permitted? Should businesses be allowed to say, no, you're not permitted to wear your mask? John Gilman says, owning a fitness club, I definitely am on the side of prohibiting masks. You can't breathe safely using masks, especially during cardio.
So, but what about, what do you, if, does he require... Did everybody get vaccinated? What happens in the gym where everybody's that close?
Right.
That would be my question.
Spitting aerosols out?
Yeah.
Well, and it's one
of
those things. A lot of people are saying, we'll take your business somewhere else. It's, if it's a private
yeah,
company,
okay.
They should be able to
That's
choose
fair.
What they
yep.
want to do.
That is fair. What else you got?
And the government should stay out of it.
Yeah.
That's kind of the main thing. Businesses should make their choice, and if you don't want to
go
be one of their
else.
Consumers. Yeah, yeah, you have that right, but it should not fall for the government to decide is pretty much the main thing people are responding to.
Right. Take your business elsewhere. I saw Keegan. Was that Keegan Monty said that?
Keegan Monty, yeah.
Take your business elsewhere. Okay. So those are some of the comments. Very helpful on the DJV program, the overview of the hot hits in talk radio, 28 past the hour.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather,
oh, yeah.
So.
I saw 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 60 5% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, October 9th at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. There will be three different waves of activity. The first is a race wave for those who are competitive, a second wave, a run wave for those who like to run for fun, and a third wave, a walk wave for those who prefer a leisurely stroll. Whether you like to run or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk for only $35 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenet.redding.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit crisis pregnancy center here in Redding. Once you sign up online, you'll receive a link to create your own fundraising page where you can also draw support from those who are unable to attend. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus following the race for participants. It's a great way to start your day with the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 9th at 9:30 a.m. Sign up online today at carenet.redding.org.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop-in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligations. Drop-in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop-in for an hour or more and try it out. Drop-in.mobi. That's drop-in.mobi.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
A private Christian college in Missouri, the College of the Ozarks, remains in the battle to oppose a government policy essentially requiring the school to place students in dormitories according to their sexual orientation and gender identity rather than their biological sex.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Success in the radio business. Yes, I can say that. Sort of heralds my career on the radio and Jennifer's as well with Victoria and Jay. It's the DJV overview of the charts. The week of September 27th to October 1st, and thanks to the help of Talkers Magazine, we have all these things that we can discuss with our own perspective, sort of puts a spin on it, is the accompanying hour with the weekly official Talk Radio Countdown Show with the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison. You can find out if you're new to our program, you don't hear it during the week, and you're listening to this over the weekend, you can check out the DJV program with the download at djvshow.com. We talked about things this past week like the declining fertility rates and what's going on with our population numbers. And lots of good news, the focus on Britney Spears that lots of people are interested in. And Dog the Bounty Hunter continuing to try to close in on Brian Laundrie. Just some of the things that we talk about. djvshow.com. Certainly on all of our social media at DJV Show. And the daily programming, you hear the whole thing. Full show all day, every day at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So I want to go back, ladies, to the economy for a moment or two and spend a little time thinking about how our lives have changed and whether it's going to continue that way. There was a survey I saw done by Good Hire. Good Hire sounds like something from a James Bond movie. But at any rate, one of the surprises, or maybe was it a surprise, during the shutdown, how many more productive people, the folks who were surveyed anyway, thought they were more productive with telecommuting. 13% said they were, or the, no, I'm sorry, the 68% of the people that were surveyed prefer working at home, and the survey suggested there is a 13% increase in productivity. So one wonders, a lot of these, let's see, 45% of the respondents, ladies, said they'd either quit their job or search for a new one that offered remote work benefits if their employer told them that they had to come back to the office. 61% would take a pay cut if they could stay home. Let's see, 70% who would forfeit benefits even to stay at home, like retirement accounts and health insurance, that sort of thing. So there's something.
I mean, that tracks. That, you know, I'm in New Jersey. We're an hour outside of Manhattan, where pretty much everybody I know, including my husband, commutes into the city. And so when that stopped, every one of our friends, when we would talk about like the amount of work that they were doing, and I see it. You know, Lewis and I share an apartment at home, and I see him. He doesn't even eat lunch, and I have to always kind of remind him to eat food because he's just working nonstop. And let's be honest,
well, that's
when people are in
the
office,
job, among other things.
Yeah, but honestly, though, like I've even said to him, I said, look, if you were still in the office, let's be really honest, you'd be hanging out in your buddy's office down the hall. You wouldn't have, you know, you'd go to a few meetings, but like, and then you go out to lunch, and then that takes an hour. I mean, when you really think about how much time is wasted when you're in an office and you're in the kitchen and you're talking to people and you're hanging out and then you're online shopping, I get it. People are a lot more productive at home, and their bosses are demanding more from them.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of fear-based thinking, I think, in this as well, because when you look at the survey, you dig down into it, a lot of people want to stay home because they're afraid if they go to work, they'll get COVID.
Well, still. That too, yeah, in major cities for sure.
Yeah.
I just find that the one thing with me and being at home is that because I'm, like, you know, by myself and running a household, there's always stuff to be done around my house. There's never a moment where I can just sit and go, gosh, there's nothing I need to be doing right now. Like, I always have stuff that I have to do, stuff that needs to be fixed, whatever. And so when I was working at home, which I'd never really done before, I realized that I was doing a lot of that during my workday. And yeah, you kind of still get your stuff done, but the thing for me is I get distracted. Oh, I got to put laundry in, or I have to, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's just
I do that
me.
Now.
I think there's a lot of exactly. There are a lot of people that I think can do it, and then there are a lot of people like me where I'm like, oh, I need to do this, I need to do that.
But just think of how many people waste hours a day on smoke breaks.
Oh, yeah, you know? That's incredibly unfair to people who don't smoke, too.
Right. And traffic. I mean, for me, living in Los Angeles, traffic.
Oh,
I mean, I'm commuting 65 miles a day, pretty much, I think, and, you know.
But wait a minute, Jennifer does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, has one of the best rated morning programs there, and I don't remember you ever doing that from home. Didn't you go in every day
COVID.
To the studio?
No, when I had COVID, I was out.
When
I
you had COVID.
Home.
Ah, okay,
yeah.
That's right.
But then they also kind of kept us all at home because our whole morning show got it, and so.
Yes.
We were out, I think it was about 2 months total when I was working from home doing the show, yeah.
All right, moving on. Afghanistani testimony. There was a hearing, I think, this week right before Congress. And what was Millie the star of that? I'm trying to put these two together,
yeah.
And I don't know.
Well, there were three, actually, but it's very funny. A lot of the attention was on General Milley. It was Lloyd Austin, who's the Secretary of Defense, heads up the Pentagon. There's General McKenzie, who's the head of Central Command, and then General Milley, who is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And so the reason that I think there was additional scrutiny on Milley is that it came out a couple weeks ago that in the book that Bob Woodward did, Peril, that General Milley said that he called China and assured them that he would give them a heads up if Trump, like, lost, you know, went off the reservation and was trying to, like, start a war with China.
He wasn't the only general who feared that, though.
Yeah, those
there were a lot of generals.
This general, though, this general needs to resign because what he did was treason. President Trump did not start a war. He had no intention of starting a war with China. I think that I wish some of our presidents would be a little more tough on China so that we wouldn't be, you know, just handing everything over to them. But in this hearing this week, and there were 2 days of it in front of the Armed Services Committee and the Senate on Tuesday and the House on Wednesday, and somebody asked him, well, if we were going to attack China again, if we were going to war, would you give him a heads up? He said yes. Now, how in the world can your top general say that you're going to give our greatest adversary on the planet a heads up if we're going to war, if we're going to war with them or if we're attacking them?
Why would you do that?
This tells me that this guy's interests are not in the best interest of the United States.
The Chinese have gotten into the pants of so many
people. Of everybody.
So
exactly
many businesses,
what I said, Doug.
So much in government. They're everywhere. We have rolled over like a dog that wants their belly rubbed to the Chinese way of life, even. We've become socialists. And what's in it? Are the people at the top going to get a big payoff and their families are going to be living royalty forever and ever? Right? I don't get what's the end game here.
Well, and that's exactly what I've been kind of going off on. It's like China owns Hollywood, China owns social media, China now owns our politicians, and now China is owning our generals. I mean, are you kidding me? And he had no qualms about it. And I think he was actually even given this advice by his lawyer so that he wouldn't get in trouble for the Bob Woodward stuff if somebody ever did want to hold him accountable for treason. He's like, yeah, I would give our adversaries a heads up. How ridiculous. That is going to put people, men and women in the military who he's supposed to be protecting, along with American citizens, in total jeopardy. I mean,
all right.
Bad news.
Yeah. So those are the top four items, the ones that there was a lot of different info. I see some of the other items, like immigration reform. That's number five.
And that wasn't even on Afghanistan, by the way, with Milley. No. That was just the side story.
Right. All right. The crime numbers, the police is six. January 6th investigation. I am so tired of reading and listening and hearing about that. It is just the most boring. Nothing new comes out of all of this stuff. Number eight, all of these. The only thing that's left on the countdown, the story list, is R. Kelly being convicted. That's worth a few minutes of time, and I want to do a couple of other things, starlights, if you will, as time allows. But comments on R. Kelly convicted. How much time did he get? Doesn't he deserve to have an anchor wrapped around his ankle just thrown into the Pacific? What is this guy? He's convicted of five different felonies or what? Was it five? It was more than five.
It was a lot. It was like racketeering, sex crime stuff.
Horrible. Life in prison for it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, 10 years to life. Like, that is a very big window.
That's a big gap.
Right. That is a big window.
I think that was the controversy, wasn't it? The guy should be, it's life, not 10 years of life, but life.
Well, I think it's going to depend on if they have him serve out sentences concurrently or if they're going to make him do it one at a time. And that will all depend on the judge.
All right. A couple of more people from that end of the world, i.e. Hollywood, entertainment, et cetera, will do sort of the subset. From number 10, we go to number 11, the potential for number 11, especially on the people list right after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploss.com.
Yep. Use the DJB code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. The story list from the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here, from number 10 to number 1. Number 10 is the conviction of R. Kelly and the kind of strange sentence that he got. Number 9, weather changes and discussions of what temperature there is in your backyard this week. Race relations, number 8. The January 6th investigation, number 7. The problems of criminal homelessness. I don't know how that's sort of two words we haven't put together before, but that's number 6. Immigration situation, number 5. The Afghanistan testimony before Congress and what the heck is going on there, number 4. Our economy is number 3. Joe Biden's budget debate and whether or not we're going to have an agreement on the government shutdown, or at least they didn't shut down. And number 1, as you might expect, COVID-19, the vaccines, the boosters, all that good stuff. That's it, the top 10 from Talkers. On the people list, the names go with the stories, so I'll give you a little bit more information, but I like to do these lists so that you have at least once during the hour an official countdown list, because we digress so much talking about certain stories more than others and certain people more than others. So here we go at number 10, R. Kelly, for obvious reasons. Number 9 is Stephanie Grisham. Number 8, Janet Yellen, connected obviously to the budget debate and the economy stories. Number 7 is Donald Trump. AOC is number 6. General Mark Milley, is he a traitor? Guilty of treason or what? That's the big story at number 5 on the people list anyway, connecting him and the dots. Number 4, Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell tied. Number 3, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin and their role in politics and government. Number 3, Nancy Pelosi is 2, and Joe Biden, president, number 1 this week on the People List from Talkers Magazine. Now, 46 and change after the hour, you're listening to the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, things people are talking about. A lot of the things are trending on social media that we focus on. And a couple of them have to do with the reality of entertainment. So I went from R. Kelly to a good story. I guess this is good. Good for Scarlett Johansson anyway. And Disney, she ate their lunch. She had them dead to rights. So not to have a trial, they agreed she wanted 50. They gave her 24. I'm talking about million.
Yeah.
This is after they lied and tried to cheat her out of money from the Black Widow. And because she's got good lawyers, much as anything else, Disney was fawning all over her. What a wonderful actress she is. And they didn't say that they were wrong. As a matter of fact, they didn't say much of anything except that they want to work together again. The chairman of Disney Studios Content said he was pleased to have resolved the dispute. If he didn't resolve it, they were going to have to, never mind $50 million, they would have paid the legal fees. They'd have been out because she was right and they were wrong. But they think because they're Disney, they can push everybody around. And I'm happy. Congratulations to Scarlett Johansson, who gets $44 million out of the Black Widow and the contract. You know, if you have a contract and the people that you sign it with are big and tough and strong and they want to say, screw the contract, this is what you're going to get. Not that $20 million is a bad deal, but that's not what they agreed to. So why should you put up? I wouldn't have put up with that. Meanwhile, speaking of making that kind of money, Daniel Craig will make that much, if not more, out of his last round as what he describes as the grumpy Bond. He was being, you know, he's all over the place.
He was the really straight-laced boss like that.
Yeah. Right. I loved him with Judi Dench. I thought, I don't even know, why did they kill off Judi Dench? I didn't get that. She didn't want to do it anymore?
I don't know. I mean, that was a big part of that story from Skyfall. So,
right.
And then
yeah,
they have new M is Ray Fiennes, which is no slack, you know, there. But
no. But he's still not
but
her.
But there was so much emotion when M died as Judi Dench as M that I think you really needed it to see the real layer behind,
humanize him a little.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And he didn't even think he was going to get the part. He said there were so many good actors and they said, I figured I'd just go in and check it out. So he really didn't even try. He says in the interview because he thought, I have no chance of being 007. And in fact, a lot of people think he's been one of the best. I think the three best for me, obviously Sean Connery is number one. I think I would say that Pierce Brosnan was number two in my book.
I like and Pierce Craig, and I like Roger Moore a lot.
Yeah, Roger Moore.
Daniel Craig was not my favorite Bond. He didn't have that sparkle. He didn't have that kind of rascal sense. And I mean, he did something different with the role, which is fine. I don't have anything personal against him. I just like the Bond that has that little sparkle in their eye. Like
he says he'll be remembered as the grumpy Bond. He's played Bond for 15 years. So there you go. Something to look forward to at the movies. And that's the end of our overview here on the DJV program, the talk radio roundup, if you will. It's 10 before the hour, ladies. Thank you.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now here on the DJV program. Time for Doug Steffen, that's me, to join forces with Victoria Keevan. That's her, who's our expert when it comes to going through the things that mean the most from technology this week. We got the top five list. Number five has to do with ringing doorbells, ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling, yep. So Ring is about to ring doorbells, the video doorbells, is bringing package alerts to their Ring Video system, and it's about time, according to their customers. This is the most requested feature. It's already found on a lot of their competitors' doorbell offerings, so I'm not really sure what took Ring so long. But the now you can actually customize with the brand new version of the Ring Pro 2 and the Ring Video doorbell from 2020. And so you can actually customize your event alerts. So if you have a package that's left on the front porch, you'll get a notification because, you know, we know porch pirates are still a very big problem. If you want to make sure that your car is in the driveway, or if the front door is shut or the garage door is open, you can have all of those set as part of this new package of custom alerts. And you need to you will need a subscription to the Ring Protect plan. It starts at $3 a month or $30 a year. So a lot of Ring customers are happy about the new updates.
Number four, no, do not throw your old electronics in the trash.
Yeah, I don't know why this is still like news to people, but you're not supposed to throw any electronics in the trash. Because they, A, will end up in a landfill, which is horrible. Then there's no way to actually recover them from a landfill. And the most dangerous part of it, if you have rechargeable batteries or things that are rechargeable, like if you have a remote control that's a single-use battery, meaning you can't replace the battery when it dies, you have to throw it out. When that hits a trash compactor, that actually can explode and cause fires, and a lot of people have been hurt working in landfills doing that. So the world generated 53.6 million metric tons of electronic waste in 2019, laptops, smartphones, electric toothbrushes, air conditioners, things like that, and only less than 25% were actually recycled. So some of the things that you can do, go to Earth 911. And you can type in your zip code, and it will tell you where to recycle your electronics. Best Buy, Staples, Office Depot, and Office Max, at their actual stores, you can also bring your old electronics, and they will properly recycle them, too.
All right. Number three, if your iPhone is lost, if you have a iPhone's got a dead battery, Victoria has the solution to finding it.
Yeah, this is cool. So with the upgraded iOS 15, which is the newest operating system update, the Find My app has been very useful, as we all have lost an iPad or an iPhone. And so with the new iOS 15 update, you can actually find your phone even if the battery dies or if it's turned off. Now, this will work on all iPhones that are iPhone 11 or newer. So all of the 11s, the 12s, and the 13s. So and you'll see, and I have an 11 Pro Max, and so the other day this was part of the automatic update. You'll see when you turn your phone off, it will actually say, Find My iPhone is findable after power off. You can also leave a message for someone who finds your phone, and you can leave them a number to call. So it's very cool and definitely helps in a major way, because in the past, once your phone dies, you probably won't ever find it again.
As an aside, I saw one of those new iPhone, was it 13?
Yeah.
With the camera, with the lenses on it.
Yeah, I might get a 13 because I'm at the 11. I usually skip over one model, so yeah. I might be due. But Mercury's in retrograde right now, people. Don't buy electronics.
It. All right, number two, Congress doesn't like Facebook.
Oh, no. So Facebook has announced, you know, they were going to do an Instagram for kids under 13. And, of course, rightfully so, that drew all kinds of criticism from parents and from educators and from Congress. And so then on Monday of this week, they announced that they're going to put a pause on working on this program. Mm-hmm. And Congress still said, nope, this is not enough. You need to just abandon this project completely. So I think that's probably where they're going to leave it off.
Number one this week is a focus on the CIA and how they're trying to get Julian Assange.
This was probably the most bizarre story of the week in the tech world, but it certainly got a lot of traction. So there was a new report that came out that the Trump administration CIA actively developed plans to kidnap or assassinate WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange while he was in seclusion in London at that Ecuadorian embassy. So the scenarios included abducting him from the embassy, intercepting a Russian effort to extract him, or an outright assassination attempt. And apparently the Justice Department stepped in and said, no, you can't just kill him and you can't abduct him. So it really didn't go anywhere. But the details that came out this week were certainly like something from a TV movie.
Yeah, a bad one. A Hallmark movie. Okay, that's it. Thanks. Victoria Key and Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia. produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Major oil spill off the coast of Southern California.
At least 126,000 gallons of oil spilled into the waters off Orange County. Areas along the coastline were closed for miles around Huntington Beach Pier. Orange County Supervisor Katrina Foley calls it an
ecological disaster
and says a petroleum stench permeates the air.
I feel like I've drank oil. You get this taste in your mouth just from the vapors in the air.
She says the oil slicks look like pancakes on the water, and it's already killed fish and birds and harmed the wetlands. The cause of the spill is being investigated. I'm Julie Walker.
And late word now is a pipeline was leaking, but they now have it shut down. Also at townhall.com, France complaining about the woke culture in the United States.
Some prominent French figures, including President Macron, are rejecting woke ideology that has been imported from the U.S. amid a breakdown of relations between the two nations. A cover story by one of France's leading magazines recently ran a piece titled The Suicide of America, in which it blames the deadly withdrawal from Afghanistan on a woke dictatorship and questioned whether the American empire was collapsing. The article also took American universities to task for censorship. Elizabeth Moreno, the French delegate minister for diversity, even said, quote, "The woke culture is something very dangerous and we shouldn't bring it to France." Patrick Frost reporting.
Chinese military flying 16 warplanes over waters south of Taiwan Sundays, the U.S. expressing concern about what it calls China's provocative military action. The State Department says China's activity there, quote, "undermines regional peace and stability." More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
If your mail has been running late lately, better get used to it. Ken Lorman explains what's going on.
As Americans deal with skyrocketing prices for gasoline and groceries, they'll have another adjustment to make. The U.S. Postal Service says you can expect a slowdown in mail delivery nationwide as part of a blueprint to slash costs. Bills, Social Security payments, and prescriptions will take longer to reach you, especially in western states and Florida. Ken Lorman reporting.
Well, millions of people are voting in Italy now for new mayors today and tomorrow. The balloting, Sunday and Monday, is widely seen as what Italian authorities are calling a major test of possibly shifting political alliances, leaders gearing up for national elections. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. New vehicle sales falling 26% in September.
It happened as the global shortage of computer chips worsened, shuttering factories and limiting the selection on dealer lots. Edmunds.com says automakers sold just over 1 million new vehicles last month. General Motors said its third quarter sales were off nearly 33% from last year. Nissan was down 10%, Honda fell 11%. At Toyota, sales were off 22% for September, but just over 1% in the third quarter. John Scott reporting.
Hundreds of world leaders, politicians, billionaires, celebrities, drug dealers, and others have been hiding their investments in mansions, beachfront property, yachts, and other assets. The findings are based on a review of 12 million files obtained from 14 different firms around the world. It's being called the Pandora Papers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Large engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At the official opening, the opening bell is kind of like going to Wall Street, the opening salvo, the opening of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the nation's official look, and, well, actually, it's not looking. Well, you can look at talkers.com, the website, or djvshow.com website for the list, but we have the audio so you can hear all about it. Hear ye, hear all about it. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine and the town crier for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, The List. I'm Doug Steffen. Why are you chuckling?
Words like ye, you know? I mean, think about how the English language changes so quickly. Hear ye. We laugh at it, but, you know.
Yeah.
Extra, read all about it. Hear ye. Yep. We interrupt this broadcast. Breaking news. It's all the same.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So you can take that. Do you want hear ye, or do you want breaking news?
I'm going back to hear ye.
Yeah,
because
breaking
the
news
official
is getting old. It's
breaking
tired.
News is boring.
Boring. It is.
You know,
right.
We interrupt this broadcast means something big is coming. Breaking news means they got another page on a story that's been dragging on for the last 20
hours. You know what the breaking news was? The soldier from Afghanistan who came home and captured the alligator in his rubbish barrel. Did you see that?
That's breaking news.
Yeah, that's breaking news.
I've got to tell you one thing. For people who live in the South, they have to be careful of those alligators. That really is a problem.
Have you ever confronted one walking out the front door in Jupiter?
No, but
I don't like sand.
One night I was walking back from... I was out, I went to the supermarket by foot because I didn't have my car. So I had to come back. It was dark and I'm carrying two big grocery bundles, walking along a creek where there were no lights. It was dark. And I have to tell you, for the mile or so that I had to walk that particular place, I was terrified at the possibility that all of a sudden one of them critters is going to jump out of the swamp and bite me. It didn't happen, but it could. So
it's all good. All right. Good.
Okay, yes. Here we go. Number 10. The conviction of R. Kelly. What a fascinating case.
What a
horrible person he seems to be.
Yeah. But just as an aside, how is it that a judge says, well, you get 10 years to life? Huh? The guy should be in jail for the rest of his life. No questions asked with the list of things that he got away with.
Mm-hmm.
And so who ever heard of a 10 years to life sentence? Have you ever heard one?
I don't know. I hear all kinds of crazy sentences.
Not even on Law and Order. By the way, that's coming back. Did you see it?
I never knew it went away.
The original Law and Order that went away, and now they're going to bring it back.
There's so many different variations of Law and Order. Law and Order, Special Crimes Unit. Law and Order.
Get them while you can. Okay.
You know what Law and Order has really been in the industry? It has been a wonderful, wonderful source of income and work for New York-based actors.
Fabulous. Yeah.
Yeah.
They all do it.
Yeah. Everybody's been on that show.
Remember when we used to have we used to go to that hotel that's in Chelsea? Down at the end, down almost to where 9/11 took place. You remember that hotel we went to for the conventions?
The Embassy Suites.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Well, pretty much kitty corner across from that on the other side of whatever is that, the FDR Drive, not on that side, whatever that highway is that's on the...
It's the West Side Highway. It's the Henry Hudson Parkway. It's called the West Side Highway, but its official name is the Henry Hudson Parkway.
Right. So if you go into Chelsea... There are a couple of huge warehouses there that Dick Wolf bought and converted for all the Law and Order shows. So all of the scenes are shot in these two big buildings. And I remember once during our convention, I remember talking to you about this, I walked over there at lunchtime, and all the actors from all of the shows were outside in a food truck getting lunch. It was extraordinary. I remember talking to Chris Noth. That's when I first started to like him. Because he was so personable and so friendly, it was just kind of one of those cool things. All right, it has nothing to do with.
Did you get to see Sam Waterston?
Waterston was not around. No, but he's coming back.
And the other one, Jerry Orbach.
I saw him. I met him at the Friars Club when I had dinner there one night because he was the president of the Friars Club, and he was very affable, walking around with a bourbon in his hand or not, but. He was wonderful, warm. Hey, what are you doing here? And he knew the guy I was with, so they had a lot. It was nice. It was fun. Good.
Okay.
All right,
so here we have now the top 10 episodes of Law and Order. I lost my train of thought. R. Kelly is at 10. Number 9, abortion and climate change. Number 8, race relations and voting legislation. And number 7, we have a three-way tie between the January 6th investigation as they send out more subpoenas, the Trump election fraud claims, the situation in Arizona kind of fizzled on them, and the new Stephanie Grisham book, which is fascinating. At number 6, we have crime tied with homelessness. At number 5, immigration reform. At number 4, the Afghanistan testimony the big generals spoke to the Senate. At number 3, the economy, and that includes a lot. At number 2, the Biden budget debate tied with the potential government shutdown, which was just averted at the end of the week. And at number 1, we have COVID-19, still the top topic, vaccines, boosters, masks, mandates, and politics. Real quickly, through the top 10 people, R. Kelly at 10, Stephanie Grisham, former White House press secretary who wrote the book at number 9, Janet Yellen at 8, Donald Trump at 7, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez at number 6, General Mark Milley at 5, Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell at 4, Kirsten Sinema and Joe Manchin tied at 3, Nancy Pelosi at 2, and Joe Biden at 1. Crazy week, tough week for the Democrats in Washington.
Okay, so because I appreciate and respect your point of view, you're always very measured when you think things through the real issues here. So I would like to have a moment here on number 5 from the people list and your thoughts about General Mark Milley. Is he a traitor? Has he committed treason? Is he a smart guy, good guy? Was he helpful? What's your read, and as you've listened around to some of these talk radio programs that you monitor, you and the staff, because that's how you come up with a list, What do you make of all of the one side or the other stuff regarding General Milley?
It's political. If you are of a mind that Donald Trump is the greatest thing that ever happened and you support Trump, then he is a traitor. He committed treason. He went against the wishes of the President of the United States. Fundamental scary thing when the military defies the civilians who are in charge of them. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, if you believe that Trump was leading an insurrection, and if you believe that Trump is the traitor and the danger, then in fact he's an American hero.
I don't think Trump was a traitor. I think he was a lot of things, but I don't get that he was a traitor.
I didn't say.
I
didn't accuse you. You're asking me now for the most fundamental core opinion I might have about the political divide.
Yeah.
Do I believe that Trump is a traitor? No, I believe that the issue of whether Trump is a traitor is a hot issue that we're debating in this country.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what it is?
That's my opinion.
Here's a fabulous example of why news talk is so rich. Because you can take any number of these things. Like, we went from R. Kelly to all this other stuff, and we spent a minute or so on that. But you can connect the dots here if you're clever. And a good talk radio host can bring out a lot of things. Because we've been talking about immigration reform. We've been talking about crime. We've been talking about January 6th. Talking about race relations, all of that stuff, for a long time. And yet, it stays there because the good hosts keep it cooking. Because they come up with different angles that'll keep people listening.
It's certainly been the case with immigration reform.
Yeah.
Immigration reform would, if it weren't for talk radio and then Donald Trump jumping on the bandwagon and exploiting it, there would be no conversation in the media today about immigration reform. And it is a vitally important topic.
Well, wasn't the fair hold your feet to the fire thing this past
this week
in Washington?
Yeah,
did you go?
No, this is the first time I didn't go, but I was there in spirit. I was interviewed over the telephone, believe it or not, at a live event. I'm saying, what do you want me? But I'm kind of a part of it. It was a very successful installment of it in spite of COVID, and they moved it out of the bowels of an old hotel to the rooftop of a building next to the hotel.
They had about
60 to 70, I'm not sure of the number, hosts from around the country on a radio row talking to a ton of guests about immigration reform, and it was set up on the roof of a building in the open air so that it would lessen the chances of COVID.
I remember the last one I went to, Stephanie Miller. I did my morning program, and I get up, and she came in to do her program using the same spot where I was. And she looked at me and said, "Darling, will you please go get me a wastebasket?"
At least she called you darling.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, 16 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Here's a reminder about the great products coming from a great company with great Americans working to make MyPillow, to make all the products that are there, the mattress toppers, the towels, I happen to like the slippers. That's the latest thing that I have gotten. But they have their new weighted blankets that are great for wintertime. They've got dog beds, you name it. Look at the catalog at MyPillow.com and then use the DJV code to buy the products and enjoy from 30 to 65% off, 60-day money-back guarantee, all kinds of warranties, and you can wash and dry everything in that catalog. So check it all out. Enjoy the things. Now that we're getting into the fall, want to warm up a little bit. Maybe need some new blankets. There you go. They're all at MyPillow.com. Everything, everything, everything made in that plant in Minnesota. 100% in the USA. That's why I like it as much as anything else. Plus, it's good stuff. MyPillow.com. Go there. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a box there. Enter DJV for all of the promotions. You buy one, get one free. Current deal on the Giza Dream Sheets, for example, but all kinds of other things. Promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. all MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. Don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to Toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. From Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. On the people list, the names go with the stories, so I'll give you a little bit more information, but I like to do these lists so that you have at least once during the hour an official countdown list because we digress so much talking about certain stories more than others and certain people more than others. So here we go at number 10, R. Kelly, for obvious reasons. Number 9 is Stephanie Grisham. Number 8, Janet Yellen, connected obviously to the budget debate and the economy stories. Number 7 is Donald Trump. AOC is number 6. General Mark Milley, is he a traitor? Guilty of treason or what? That's the big story at number 5 on the people list anyway, connecting him and the dots. Number 4, Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell tied. Number 3, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. And their role in politics and government, number 3. Nancy Pelosi is 2. And Joe Biden, president, number 1 this week on the People List from Talkers Magazine.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. If you missed a turn, there's always another turn. Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into our focus on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of September 27th to October 1st, as we enter into the last quarter of 2021, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen, heralding the beginning, not of the Halloween season, not of Thanksgiving, but of the radio stations who this week converted to Christmas music. How about that?
I'm sorry to laugh.
Well, no, it's like, I bring that up because we were talking about the, you know, four or five things that are on the countdown story list that have been around for a while, and how do you take a new approach to it? And so, in terms of Christmas music, it may be a great idea now, but it's like the 80s stations, and I don't mean to be too much inside radio or inside baseball here, but the 80s stations are sort of falling back. It's back to country and news talk being the number one because they play the same music over and over and over again, and there's a burnout factor, isn't there?
And plus, well, music radio also faces tremendous competition from exotic media, you know, Pandora, Spotify, YouTube, smartphones. People put together their own playlists. There's not as much music discovery going on anymore.
What music discovery is?
Music Discovery is a penchant for finding new music, new artists, and new trends. Mm-hmm. And that was something that defined our generation. We lived every week for the new music, for the new trends, for what would come out.
And, what does it take to make 40, a hit record? Remember that?
Right. Now, now you hear basically, you know, Taylor Swift's new record is Music Discovery.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot happening in terms of a relationship between young people and pop music.
Okay.
And that's the problem.
Is that the equivalent on the news talk side of podcasting? Is podcasting the same thing to talk radio as the things you were just describing, the music discovery to music radio?
It could be, but it's not. Talk radio has used podcasting much more effectively as an extension of its brand than music radio has used streaming or online adjuncts to its signal to increase its music brand. Music radio has not been creative in that regard.
So how do you look at – do you listen to podcasts? What podcast might you listen to? I'm just curious. I don't know the answer to that. I don't listen because – I don't listen. I mean, I listen to my own once in a while. But what do you listen to in terms of podcasting, if anything?
I listen to just know what's going on out there. I obviously listen to my own podcast. I find it fascinating. I get a lot of information from it. I am
MHInterview.com, by the way, is the podcast.
Thank you. MHInterview.com. I'm more tuned into, for my personal tastes, the visual podcasts that exist that are not called podcasts, they're called videos. Mm-hmm. And I'm very into the soundtracks of YouTube videos about subjects that I find interesting outside of pop culture. I follow astrophysics, I follow philosophy, mm-hmm. Things of that nature. So I like the audio tracks of videos on YouTube, and I listen to that.
Do you follow my podcast, the exclusive one, is called Zodiac Magic, all about astrology and psychic stuff. You listen to that?
I can't say I follow it, but I certainly have listened to several of them. I don't know what follow means.
Listening is a plug. ZodiacMagicPodcast.com, wherever you get your podcasts. If you're interested in astrology and stuff you wouldn't hear anywhere else, astrology and psychic stuff, that's the place to get it. And I would like to have more of that stuff in the top 10, but it's customer preference, people listen, a lot of people listen to that stuff, but it never makes it into the quote-unquote mainstream, right?
Well, it doesn't make it into the mainstream of news talk radio. I mean, you know, the talk radio countdown show focuses on stations such as the one that people are listening to now, and that is politics is the main topic, not the only topic. And politics is not the main topic of politics. That could be spread out.
Yep. 28, Pat.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves. It's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, October 9th at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. There will be three different waves of activity. The first is a race wave for those who are competitive, a second wave, a run wave for those who like to run for fun, and a third wave, a walk wave for those who prefer a leisurely stroll. Whether you like to run or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk for only $35 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenet.redding.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit crisis pregnancy center here in Redding. Once you sign up online, you'll receive a link to create your own fundraising page where you can also draw support from those who are unable to attend. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus following the race for participants. It's a great way to start your day with the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 9th at 9:30 a.m. Sign up online today at carenet.redding.org.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Room is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Now 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. The first weekend of October, our focus is the Talk Radio Countdown. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the story list and the people list. Other than General Milley, all of the attention the Democrats have focused on Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. That's an interesting twist, isn't it? When you think about you said something at the beginning about how disjointed the Democrats are. Politics in general is all disjointed. When are we going to learn our lessons here, I guess is the question.
We're not. We don't learn. It just goes on and on. Same mistakes over and over. Terrible.
Oh, we'll never see the light of day again?
hopefully the light will break through, you know, without without us understanding why.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a good situation. The partisanship and the divide and the lack of compromise and civility is just crazy. The United States cannot exist.
It can't. So to what end? How are these people, these phony balonies who call themselves patriots, what does that even mean?
Well, people who call themselves patriots are scoundrels, wrapping themselves in the flag.
Right. Yeah.
And moralists of all types are often the ones to be the most distrusted, which is confounding because you'd like to believe that what a person says is what's in their heart. But quite often what a person says and what a person really is about are very different things.
Mm-hmm.
You can't judge a book by its cover. But scoundrels have always disguised themselves as people of God and people of the flag and patriots and the church. And in fact, you know, some are. I'm not knocking those institutions.
No.
I'm knocking the hypocrites that hide behind them to be able to...
get caught with their pants down, in a sense. I mean, what was more hypocritical?
Come on.
Yeah. AOC, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, number 6 on the people list this week, going to that Met opera thing, dressed to the nines, and a dress that must have cost $100,000, and yet she's the champion. Don't you have to kind of wear, if you're the champion of the people who are downtrodden and poor and need help, don't you need to play that role, or does that?
In other words, what you're saying is she's not being a good phony. She's if she were to wear the costume, that
right,
would make her better.
Some dodgy old looking thing. Yeah, that would make her.
That would make her more honest.
Yeah,
obviously her followers believe her anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's the irony too. The disconnect between leaders and followers. Come on, let's look at the big one. And I don't mean this to be a political statement. It's just a human nature statement. Many, 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 many of the people that love and support Trump, he wouldn't give them the time of day.
No.
They're not his kind of people.
No.
But the irony, the Trump family loves the elite that they claim to hate.
Yeah.
They want to be them.
It's for show. That's the thing. So if you looked at all of these people on the list this week, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Sinema and Manchin, Mitch and Chuck, Milley, AOC, any of them. Are they honest? Are these people honest? Are they the people that you'd like to sit next door? I'm going to an event tonight honoring a great friend of mine who passed away a couple of years ago, fought cancer for 3 years and lost. Mm. Great guy. So they're naming a building after him, a school. And I'm going to that event tonight. I was thinking about how, because he wasn't political when he was elected, and because he didn't get a lot of things done his first year, he decided he would figure out how to make the people who were the power, the Speaker of the House and others, chairman of various committees, his friends. And he was a genuine guy, honest as the day is long, true blue to his liberal feelings and tendencies. But he worked with everybody and helped a lot of people get things done that they might not ever have been able to get it done. And you know, you look at him and I think about how honest, and that's why I asked the question. I was just thinking about him in my mind. His name was Chris Walsh, fabulous guy. He made it work. And so you look at these people and he was honest about it. And so I look at these people and I wonder, I mean, I don't know. We've all at one point in time talked to most of them doing this for a living, but you know, are they honest? And do they have to be? Or does the job require that they not be honest?
Well, I would think that, first of all, there are many, many honest and decent people in the world. I think that more people are honest and decent than are dishonest and indecent. So I want to point that out. However, when you're talking about a field like politics, it's not conducive to honesty. The systems that they operate within, the kind of people that are attracted to it, and the nature of trying to put together core audiences and coalitions of voters and deal making and getting things done and appealing to people is full of the need, I guess, to be dishonest, to stretch the truth, to say one thing to one group, another thing to another group. And so it's not really a reflection on the general state of humanity. It's a reflection on these particular institutions and the kind of people that go into them, sometimes for the right reasons. But it's very hard to make your way up the ladder of political ascension without being dishonest and without playing politics. Mm-hmm. I mean, this Kyrsten Sinema, if you trace her back, her roots go all the way back to being one of the most liberal. She was left of AOC. Yeah. And now she's the person who's the moderate stumbling block to the Democrats having their agenda passed. Yeah. What happened? God came down to her and told her the way? What changed over the years? What changed over the years is her political opportunism. And in Arizona, the Republicans love her. She's a Democrat. And the Democrats hate her. And she's figured out a way to make a balance where she's staying in power.
Yeah.
She's shrewd. She's shrewd. It's all shrewdness on display, not suddenly a revelation that she sees the world differently. Her core values have changed. No. She's a politician.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I maintain that all of them should wear sport coats like the guys at NASCAR with the people who've given to their campaigns. The contributors should be listening.
They should have bumper stickers.
Yeah.
They should have logos.
Exactly.
Could you imagine? Yeah. That's hilarious.
You know, you and I were talking about commercials off the air a few minutes ago, and it's been rattling around in my brain because they're an important part, the so-called endorsement commercials of talk radio. What made me come back around to it was thinking about what we said regarding a couple of different hosts. I just was looking on social media, and I saw something on Twitter about Sean. This lady, her name is Amy somebody, I don't remember, it's not important. Sean needs to be taken off the air for using weapons of mass disinformation. You know, you hear this kind of stuff all the time from various corners. He should be off the air. And no, he shouldn't be off the air. He should be able to say what he wants. And that even goes to how you do ads, right?
I think free speech is one part of that equation, but also free speech comes with the ability to get negative blowback. Mm-hmm. So actually demanding that somebody be taken off the air is an expression of free speech. You know, free speech goes in many directions. I do believe we are obligated to give good information. I really do. But that doesn't mean somebody disagreeing with your point of view, immediately claiming you're a hater or claiming it's misinformation or disinformation. They just don't agree with it. Mm-hmm. So we have to figure out what's the difference between something that is clearly a lie versus people who mean well but are wrong. The difference between being wrong with good intentions or being a liar with the intention to deceive. That's where we have to really focus our scrutiny on this. I do not think Sean Hannity purposefully goes for disinformation. I think he means well, but I don't think he's always right.
Yeah. No, I don't either. Joe Walsh, who's a fellow that was a congressman, then he became a talk host in Chicago and then became syndicated for a while, said recently, quote, "I come from the world of conservative talk radio, and it pains me to say it, but I can't think of anything doing more damage to our democracy these days than conservative talk radio." And here is that statement reminds me of what some of the fellows that unfortunately have passed who were doing talk radio said about the COVID vaccine. You can't take them, they're no good. And there's that sort of thing. So are we doing all of this stuff? We're kind of like the Republicans and Democrats eat their young. Are some of the people that are talk radio hosts sort of eating the young on the air, we're nipping at the heels of our own bodies with this sort of thing? Yes or no?
All kinds of devastation and destruction comes from free speech and from democracy. You got to learn to live with it. It's untidy, but it's better than the nice, tidy law and order that comes with fascism.
Speaking of law and order, did you see they're going to revive the original law and order with Sam Waterston? That's a top 10 item in the world of entertainment this week.
I had no idea that that was happening. We need to break, but we come back and we'll tell you about my short-term memory loss.
Oh, really? I want to hear about who you interviewed this week on the MH interview. That's coming right up here. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code RED for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code RED for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code RED.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather.
Oh, yeah. So I saw 3D stuff. All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. The story list from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Stephan here from number 10 to number 1. Number 10 is the conviction of R. Kelly and the kind of strange sentence that he got. Number 9, weather changes and discussions of what temperature there is in your backyard this week. Race relations number 8. The January 6th investigation, number 7, the problems of criminal homelessness. I don't know how that's sort of two words we haven't put together before, but that's number 6. Immigration situation, number 5, the Afghanistan testimony before Congress and what the heck is going on there, number 4. Our economy is number three. Joe Biden's budget debate and whether or not we're going to have an agreement on the government shutdown, or at least they didn't shut down. And number one, as you might expect, COVID-19, the vaccines, the boosters, all that good stuff. That's it, the top 10 from Talkers. On the people list, the names go with the stories, so I'll give you a little bit more information, but I like to do these lists so that you have at least once during the hour an official countdown list, because we digress so much talking about certain stories more than others and certain people more than others. So here we go. At number 10, R. Kelly, for obvious reasons. Number 9 is Stephanie Grisham. Number 8, Janet Yellen, connected obviously to the budget debate and the economy stories. Number 7 is Donald Trump. AOC is number 6. General Mark Milley, is he a traitor? Guilty of treason or what? That's the big story at number 5 on the people list anyway, connecting him and the dots. Number 4, Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell tied. Number 3, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin and their role in politics and government. Number 3, Nancy Pelosi is 2, and Joe Biden, president, number 1 this week on the People List from Talkers Magazine. On the Michael Harrison interview this week, we talk about law and order, right? Isn't that what the focus is?
Law and order? I never heard of that.
Okay, anyway. Yeah.
I went to the doctor to have a test for short-term attention span. He said, I'm fine. Then he tested me for long-term attention span. He said, I'm fine. And then he tested me for short-term attention span. And he said, I'm fine. Go on.
Yes, please. All right. Now, Michael Harrison interviewed this week Joe Garner. Who's he?
He's a broadcasting executive, a journalism history guy. He made the book, We Interrupt This Broadcast. Now he has a podcast about it. And we talk about those where were you moments as we all grew up, you know, the landing on the moon, the Kennedy assassination and all mm-hmm. that, and the role of broadcasting and bringing it live into our heads.
You know what I'm shocked about?
MHinterview.com.
It's a great interview. Why it hasn't been, why this book has not been written yet. I think that was the genius on his part. You know, there's a lot of great stuff in there. So, Michael Harrison interviews Joe Garner, MHinterview.com. You can find it also at Talkers.com. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
You are more than what you do. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. It's hard to make mistakes. It's hard to mess up, especially if you know your potential or believe you could have done better. One of the more harmful things you can do to yourself psychologically, however, is start to believe that because you mess up, that you are somehow messed up. You're not. You're not what you do. We all make mistakes. It doesn't matter where we are in life. It doesn't matter how much experience we have or how much we think we should perform a task perfectly. It's not possible to perform perfectly all the time. And it's really important for you to not get down on yourself when you mess up. Instead of being hard on yourself, focus on learning and growing from this moment forward. You are more than what you do, so be easier on yourself when you make mistakes. For support along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, Talk Radio Countdown Show now continuing with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our official law professor and lawyer. He takes care of all of my suits. I'm out of jail because of no, he actually presses all of my suits. That's what he does.
I was thinking.
All right, there's a new great minds think alike. I'm quoting you now. There is a responsibility that comes with the microphone and camera, and that responsibility is not to make statements that you know to be false or to make statements of fact when you have not properly investigated the basis for making those statements. You, as an attorney, an author, and professor, made that statement after a number of consternative, is that a good word? I don't even know if it's a word, but it sounds good.
It definitely sounds good.
Statements from people. I'm looking at an email from somebody who says that Sean Hannity should be taken off the air for weapons of mass disinformation. So what responsibility do we have to the public to make sure that we have all the facts? It's talk radio. It's free speech. Why do we have to have the facts?
And, you know, actually, that argument has been made, particularly you use the example of Sean Hannity. Hannity is not a news person, and he will tell you he's not a news person.
Not
he's
a journalist.
Commentator. Yeah. And commentators can say just about anything they want, but there are repercussions to false information. And so even though the First Amendment is interpreted by the United States Supreme Court, does allow, and this came from a major case back in the 1960s called New York Times versus Sullivan, and then it was expanded. The idea is when you're dealing with stories about politicians or people that are public figures, you can make mistakes, you can be wrong, but you can't be protected from liability for your mistakes only if you're not purposely lying or if you have a reckless disregard for the truth, meaning you don't check things out. You know, it's kind of interesting because I saw recently in a Supreme Court decision, Justices Gorsuch and Clarence Thomas both were saying, in the light of particularly social media and so much that is put out there irresponsibly, that perhaps that protection to anyone in the media should be revisited. And it isn't often that I agree with Justices Gorsuch and Thomas, but I think I do on this one.
Yeah. All right. R. Kelly is number 10 on the list, 10 years or a life. What the hell kind of a sentence is that? I mean, come on. Especially given what the guy was convicted of. Huh?
You know, it's funny because sometimes I look at some of these sentences and the ranges of them. And then also, having worked in the prison system in criminal law earlier in my career, know that how sentences work. And the numbers are kind of similar to when you see big NFL contracts. Boy, they look like a lot of money. And then it ends up they're not getting quite that amount of money. There's all kinds of ways that the sentence can be reduced and someone can be put up for parole. You know, granted, what R. Kelly did was totally reprehensible. And, you know, I don't know if even, you know, 10 years is a lot of time. People may think it isn't, but 10 years is a lot of time in prison. But life, I mean, there are murderers that don't get life. So I think the courts need to be a bit more precise while still being flexible.
And there are people, how many people do you know, or maybe you represented, who were caught with marijuana 10 years ago and they got 10 years for having a bag of weed?
Oh, you talk about that. You look at Texas. There were people who were sentenced to life in prison over marijuana offenses. So, yeah, it's one reason why we do have the states will have them, but they have their own rules, and the federal courts definitely do have sentencing guidelines. If a judge is going to sentence outside of those guidelines, either less time or more time, that judge has to explain in detail why. And so you generally don't see judges sentencing outside the guidelines. But R. Kelly certainly was an odd case.
All right. So the other item I see this week that's of interest, Amazon has settled the lawsuit with their fired ex-employees, a couple of women who slammed the company because of their policies, working conditions, all that sort of stuff. I mean, do they even care at Amazon? They get so much money.
probably not a great deal. I mean, you know, obviously they're in the everyone's in the public relations business. But when it comes to a lawsuit like that, I can't imagine the women got paid very much. And even if they did, it's a blip for Amazon.
They
got the money, they make the rules.
See you later. Right, the golden rule. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Biden administration is pushing back against the Texas abortion law while pro-lifers are looking to the Supreme Court. Greg Clugson has details.
A federal judge is deciding whether to block the Texas law, which bans most abortions. Late last week, the Biden administration urged U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman to side with the federal government in opposing the law. Pittman did not say when he will rule. Meanwhile, the Texas law is just one that has set up the biggest test of abortion rights in the U.S., as the conservative Supreme Court will hear arguments in Mississippi's pro-life law in December. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Crews are still working to limit damage from one of the largest oil spills in recent California history. An underwater pipeline began leaking oil early Saturday. Divers still trying to determine exactly where that leak occurred. Also at townhall.com, China flying 16 warplanes over the weekend near Taiwan in what the Pentagon is calling a provocative military action.
The move follows several more warplanes on previous days, inciting U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price to speak out. In a statement, Price warned China that China's military activity near Taiwan risks miscalculation and undermines regional peace and stability. We urge Beijing to cease its military, diplomatic, and economic pressure and coercion against Taiwan, the statement said. China claims the self-governing island as its own. Ever since the 1949 civil war, in which nationalists set up a government on Taiwan, whilst communists took control of mainland China. I'm Karen Chamas.
Libya's Coast Guard has intercepted a wooden boat. It was loaded with more than 500 Europe-bound migrants. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Home prices are moving up. Patrick Foss reports.
Homeowners are feeling optimistic despite signs of a cooling housing market. The asking prices of newly listed homes were up 12% compared to a year ago, reaching a median value of $361,000, according to a new report from Redfin. Overall, however, the housing market is continuing to show a typical seasonal cooling. Fewer than half of the homes in the market sold above their listing price, and new listings were down 20% from the peak in 2021, according to Redfin. Patrick Foss reporting.
Two people have been injured in a small fire at CIA headquarters in Virginia. Fairfax County Fire Department says the blaze put out by sprinklers. Two agency employees were taken to a hospital for evaluation with possible smoke inhalation. In the meantime, the cause of the fire has not been determined. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Planning on flying over the holidays? If so, there's proposed legislation that might affect you.
Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein of California is the author of the U.S. Air Travel Public Safety Act. The legislation would require all domestic travelers to show proof of vaccination, a negative COVID-19 test, or that the individual fully recovered from COVID-19. Quoting Feinstein, we know that air travel during the 2020 holiday season contributed to last winter's devastating COVID-19 surge. We simply cannot allow that to happen again. Rich Thomason reporting.
Canadian authorities say a small plane has crashed while towing a marriage proposal banner, killing a passenger and injuring the pilot. Transportation Safety Board said the aircraft had a banner that read, quote, "Will you marry me?" More on these stories at townhall.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Oh my gosh, no. Do it. Are we ready for this?
I'm so ready for this.
There
bring it
go.
On.
We're into the Talk Radio Review. An overview of the hot hits in talk radio. The charts are every week. The premiere of them is on this program. First time they're heard, and the information comes from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm Doug Steffen with my other DJV players, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, to comment on the top 10 stories as presented by Talkers. You can go to talkers.com and find the list, or djvshow.com. For the list of the top 10 stories, top 10 people. We go through the list and come up with things that are hopefully new to you when it comes to some or maybe all of these stories. There are so many different ways that you can attack or approach the conversation. We try to come up with unique ways. I don't have to prompt these ladies. They're very good at doing that. And we started with the Christmas music because for the first time this week, Christmas music. Was it Greenville, North Carolina, wasn't it, ladies? Remember, I said, we're on a station down there, and I remember saying that the station is in Greenville. I'm not mistaken.
So they flipped to Christmas music October 1st. They went to Christmas right away.
Right. Yes, right, exactly. And there are a lot of things around. I noticed that there already are radio programs focused on Christmas, the inside story behind the Christmas songs.
I think
the legendary
just want
songwriters
nice to focus on, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
What, Christmas?
Yeah.
But then does it wear out before we actually get to Christmas? No.
No.
Not in the time of a pandemic, right? I mean, last Christmas was pretty much canceled for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so, you know, maybe this Christmas, who knows? Delta seems to be peaking in a lot of places. It's still raging in others, so who knows what's going to happen. You know, are we going to have a Thanksgiving dinner around the table this year? Because our family didn't last year. We don't know yet. It's still a wait and see with this stupid virus.
I'm invited to California. I don't usually go anywhere for Thanksgiving because it's usually a nightmare, but because my son and his wife are having a baby that week, I think I will go. Everybody will be masked up, and that's good. I think it's all good under the circumstances, according to most people. Well, there are some who, depending on their point of view, say it's not all good. I don't want to be told I have to have a vaccine. That's the number one story this week on the talkers list of the top 10, a discussion of vaccines, what works, what doesn't, the boosters, yes or no, wear a mask, do I have to, all the mandates, the politics involved in it. It's become a nightmare, a circus. Actually, because of the misinformation, wrong information, it just has become, it's a nightmare. And I don't know if it's this bad everywhere. I guess I wasn't, you know, in terms of the political, I'm going to take them, I'm not going to take them.
Have you seen Australia? I'm surprised people aren't talking about Australia more than they are.
We'll talk
about
it.
People in Australia are locked into their homes by the government. Mm-hmm. The police are enforcing them to stay inside their homes. The government is delivering their food and essentials to their doorstep.
Jeez. That's an overstep.
And it's ridiculous.
My God.
You think?
That's
an overstep. That's tyranny is what it is. I mean, that is tyrannical. When you won't let people leave their homes.
Well, that's what they did in China. They did that in China when it first started. They boarded up everybody's home and said, you can't come out. And they put food through the windows once a day. That was what they did in China when this all started. So, hello. Welcome to the
I mean, other countries, you know, earlier this week on DJV, we talked about Ireland became the number one country to, you know, to be. If you need to be somewhere during Delta, Ireland was the place. And that was like the Bloomberg COVID response ranking or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, Ireland had pretty strict, you know, lockdowns too. They, you know, you were limited in where you could go unless it was, you know, some sort of an emergency or if it was your job. And they had certain shopping hours by age group. But it was organized. It wasn't tyrannical, but it was very organized. But there are still people, you know, they had a lot of people protesting. And essentially, it wasn't really about vaccines or masks. It was just about the pubs being closed.
Yeah,
so
right.
That's where they really, you know,
that's
take the pubs away from the Irish.
Yeah,
and
you lose.
You
people
will see.
When you
yeah.
Can't do what you
well,
want
that's
to
the
do.
Point. It's affected everybody's life in almost every way. I saw that Shaq says that apparently Shaquille O'Neal said that the fellow who's the Brooklyn Nets star, is it Kyrie Irving, I believe, or
Kyrie
Irving. Right. And other vaccine holdouts ought to be thinking about others and not themselves. I don't want to be around people like you. I don't want to be around anybody who doesn't think that it's important to be vaccinated. And there's
but
a lot of
see,
that, you see. That
I feel that,
they're
too, though.
They're explaining this in such a, I mean, I don't know. If you listen to Bradley Beal, who came out this week, I don't know much about what Kyrie Irving's, like, his stances, but I know he's loud and I know people like to write him off sometimes, but like Bradley Beal came out, he doesn't normally talk, and he's like, I've had COVID, I recovered from COVID a couple months ago. Everybody who that I know on this team who got the vaccine is still able to get COVID. Why should I have to take the vaccine if I've already had it, if I've already had natural immunity? Why should I take the vaccine if it's not preventing the spread? He's asking some legitimate questions that if someone were smart, they would actually answer publicly to try to make him feel like there was a reason for him to move ahead or to move ahead with the vaccine. But no one's doing that. Instead, they just say, oh, he's an idiot and he's not going to be able to play. And nobody's addressing that real concern because nobody wants to talk about it. I think there's an opportunity here, but no one seems to be.
No, I agree. I think there needs to be a lot lot more of an outreach of education, for sure.
Much.
Because it is, because the vaccine does actually prevent the spread. And mm-hmm. so you can still get it, and the unvaccinated people are the ones who are spreading this around. So, yeah, I mean, there's plenty of, not, of...
I would take issue with that. I mean, yes, unvaccinated people are spreading it, but so are vaccinated people. It wasn't an unvaccinated person that made Jay's husband sick. It was a vaccinated person. Vaccinated are still.
Well, we also don't know that. He was at a concert in
Taurus. There's the exception to the rule.
But the fact remains that people are carrying this.
He was at a Blake Shelton show indoors with 20,000 people, so I don't know.
No, blame it on Blake. Okay, next item is, I'm going to go through from the top to the bottom this week instead of starting at the bottom and going to the top. Number two, the budget discussion. Apparently the Democrats, as we do this program, have delayed a vote on the infrastructure bill. There are all kinds of divisions in the party. Never mind the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. The Democrats have a huge divide here. So do we have a government shutdown?
Well, there's three things at play. The government's not going to shut down because, it didn't shut down. It was supposed to. It would have already been shut down had it been. But they're doing a continuing resolution, as is now the thing, where they kick the can down the road.
Yep.
And they're going to have to take this up again in December. And I think it's really funny, all the fear-mongering, Janet Yellen coming out, the head of the Fed saying, we cannot default on our debt. Well, of course we can. We're not defaulting on our debt. Much of it has been funded. They use it to try to get people scared to say we can't have this government shutdown, turns popular opinion, and then people do something about it. So in any case, government's not shutting down for now. But there are also, this was a really critical week. There was supposed to be a vote on Monday for the infrastructure and reconciliation bills. And Nancy Pelosi is having trouble getting the votes together within her own party to get this passed. You've got
a couple of senators. Wearing her blue suit again, did you notice?
Well, on Thursday night, the Congress was not allowed to leave until, I think, like 11:45 or 12 a.m. when she finally sent them home. People were sitting in hallways. Everybody was waiting because, and what's really at play here is that you're not going to get Republican support for a bill that is so fiscally irresponsible. I mean, $3.5 trillion is just ridiculous. It's valued at probably $5 trillion. You've got the infrastructure bill at another $1.5 trillion. I mean, it's a lot of money and not a lot of ways to spend it or to pay for it. And so, they're relying on the Democrats in the House and the progressive branch of the party. She can only lose five Democrats. And the entire squad in the progressive branch of the party saying they will not vote for it unless infrastructure is passed through the Senate. Now, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, both Democrats, say that they're not going to pass infrastructure or this huge reconciliation bill because they think that it's too much money, overvalued, overpriced, and they're not going to do it. So there's a lot of moving parts to this story, and as of at least the time we do this show, there hasn't been any movement. So
number three is a focus on economic interests and problems. We'll get to that right after these words here on the weekly talk radio roundup with the folks from the DJV show. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploss.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, a couple of items here on our roundup, focusing on the economy. Number one, Janet Yellen has, she's the Treasury Secretary, supporting abolishing the debt ceiling because it is destructive. And I wonder how we,
what
do we get?
You know what's less destructive? Just spending whatever you want.
Yeah.
I understand her point, though, because she said if you set these limits and then you don't take into account, like, I mean, if you put these in stone and then the economy takes drastic shifts, then you're always up against that debt ceiling with no wiggle room. And then you've got to go all through this rigmarole and work.
But it needs to be made public. These discussions, if you don't have a debt ceiling, nobody talks about it. At least this way, there's a focus on what these clowns are doing.
And the sad thing is that no one, and I really mean no one, is intent on limiting the amount of debt that we have. Everybody wants to spend. Nobody knows how to pay for it. The only answer is taxes. And even the taxes that are going to completely transform us and make us more taxed than communist China.
That slows down the economy more than anything else.
Of course, the corporate tax that's being proposed to help pay for all of this junk is higher than the corporate tax in China. It's, 40-something, I think, higher than the corporate tax in China. Yeah. And so, I mean, when you have that information, they want to kill the economy, right?
Yeah. Well, what does that do for them, though? Does that help them get elected? What does that do?
That doesn't.
Of course it does. As soon as, they want to destroy fundamentally the country so they can rebuild it with more government involved. And that's, you know, government becomes...
Yeah, but what does that get them? What does that get them? Is there always
more power and more government.
Yeah, lovely. Okay, speaking of more power, the loan servicing company Navient has announced that it will no longer service student loans. 6 million borrowers will be assigned to a new servicer. Who's going to decide that? Those of you who have, as part of your personal economy, student debt, Biden keeps talking about relieving student debt. So what is this company, what is getting out of?
They're getting away from any sort of accountability. They're just dumping these loans onto someone else, and it's horrible.
Lovely. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, October 9th at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. There will be three different waves of activity. The first is a race wave for those who are competitive, a second wave, a run wave for those who like to run for fun, and a third wave, a walk wave for those who prefer a leisurely stroll. Whether you like to run or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk for only $35 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenet.redding.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit crisis pregnancy center here in Redding. Once you sign up online, you'll receive a link to create your own fundraising page where you can also draw support from those who are unable to attend. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus following the race for participants. It's a great way to start your day with the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 9th at 9:30 a.m. Sign up online today at carenet.redding.org.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
It's military training to do
right.
That.
Capture the alligator. Good for him. All right, what else? Yeah.
Well, Lori Howerton says the fact that all the frontline hospital workers who were the big heroes last year are being kicked to the curb. The whole vaccination situation. Sydney Houghton, kind of along those same lines, the mass firing of unvaccinated employees at United Airlines.
Yeah. Does he work there? I think if I worked at United, that would be the biggest story for me. But United has made a huge mistake there, and they're going to regret it for a long time, I think. All right, anyway, what else? Who else is on the list?
Michael Selby is focused on the Afghanistan withdrawal debacle.
And it is a debacle. No question. It's number four this week on the story list at Talkers, by the way, on the countdown.
Yeah, and Stacey R.A. says, people actually thinking Rob Zombie's version of Halloween is not trash. That is what
it's
taking up residency
like
for Stacey.
Very random, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of these Halloween movies coming out this next week, and it is, they are, I sat through, I was watching a movie last week in the theater, these horrible previews of these god-awful monsters. It's just creepy.
What film were you seeing that those were the trailers? Because usually the previews kind of go along somewhat with the movie you're seeing.
I don't know. It was one of the Halloween. I just closed my eyes. I can't handle it. It's just awful. Oy. Okay, what else?
Biden's proposal requiring banks turn over to the IRS bank account information for accounts holding more than $600. Some thoughts on that was... Billy Linnell says, I will literally pull my money out and go to prepaid debit cards for paying for things.
There you go, Brian.
So that sounds like a tax evader right there. Way to go. Put it on blast.
Put it on blast. Yeah. Noted. Big Brother
Smart.
Is watching. Lynn Charlene says, just nope, don't like that. Leave it alone. If it's not broke, don't fix it. Mm. And Helen Tarr says that this makes her enraged. $600, well, seriously? Why do banks, why do the IRS need to know about $600?
Yeah,
isn't that small peanuts compared to
anything
thinking?
Over that is taxable, so that's the law.
Yeah,
so
but
you're going to have to
change it to $10,000. Can we
sure,
yeah,
change
the law. Change
but,
the law. How hard can it be?
Do you know how many people they're going to have to hire to oversee this? Ugh. God.
Yeah, it is that. That's real overreach. Biden gets a big zero and an F on that one. Okay, next. Businesses and masks. What do we have here?
Yeah, there's been a lot of debate over businesses who are requiring masks, but we are seeing some things in the news about businesses who are strictly prohibiting masks. So we asked about that. Should that be permitted? Should businesses be allowed to say, no, you're not permitted to wear your mask? John Gilman says, owning a fitness club, I definitely am on the side of prohibiting masks. You can't breathe safely using masks, especially during cardio.
So, but what about, what do you, if, does he require... Did everybody get vaccinated? What happens in the gym where everybody's that close?
Right.
That would be my question.
Spitting aerosols out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it's one of those things. A lot of people are saying, we'll take your business somewhere else. It's if it's a private
company,
okay. They should be able to choose what they want to do.
That is fair. What else you got?
And the government should stay out of it.
Yeah.
That's kind of the main thing. Businesses should make their choice, and if you don't want to go be one of their consumers. Yeah, you have that right, but it should not fall for the government to decide. It's pretty much the main thing people are responding to.
Right. Take your business elsewhere. I saw Keegan. Was that Keegan Monty said that?
Keegan Monty, yeah.
Take your business elsewhere. Okay. So those are some of the comments. Very helpful on the DJV program, the overview of the hot hits in talk radio, 28 past the hour.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
So
I saw 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that will help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time. Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Success in the radio business. Yes, I can say that sort of heralds my career on the radio and Jennifer's as well with Victoria and Jay. It's the DJV overview of the charts the week of September 27th to October 1st. And thanks to the help of Talkers Magazine, we have all these things that we can discuss with our own perspective, sort of puts a spin on it, is the accompanying hour with the weekly official Talk Radio Countdown Show with the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison. You can find out if you're new to our program, you don't hear it during the week, and you're listening to this over the weekend, you can check out the DJV program with the download at djvshow.com. We talked about things this past week like the declining fertility rates and what's going on with our population numbers and lots of good news, the focus on Britney Spears that lots of people are interested in, and Dog the Bounty Hunter continuing to try to close in on Brian Laundrie. Just some of the things that we talk about. DJVshow.com certainly on all of our social media at DJVshow. And the daily programming, you hear the whole thing. Full show all day, every day at DJVshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So I want to go back, ladies, to the economy for a moment or two and spend a little time thinking about how our lives have changed and whether it's going to continue that way. There was a survey I saw done by Good Hire. Good Hire sounds like something from a James Bond movie. But at any rate, one of the surprises, or maybe was it a surprise during the shutdown, how many more productive people, or the folks who were surveyed anyway, thought they were more productive with the telecommuting. 13% said they were, or the, no, I'm sorry, the 68% of the people that were surveyed prefer working at home, and the survey suggested there is a 13% increase in productivity. So one wonders, a lot of these, let's see, 45% of the respondents, ladies, said they'd either quit their job or search for a new one that offered remote work benefits if their employer told them that they had to come back to the office. 61% would take a pay cut if they could stay home. Let's see, 70% who would forfeit benefits even to stay at home, like retirement accounts and health insurance, that sort of thing. So there's something.
I mean, that tracks. That, you know, I'm in New Jersey. We're an hour outside of Manhattan, where pretty much everybody I know, including my husband, commutes into the city. And so when that stopped, every one of our friends, when we would talk about like the amount of work that they were doing, and I see it. You know, Lewis and I share an apartment at home, and I see him. He doesn't even eat lunch, and I have to always kind of remind him to eat food because he's just working nonstop. And let's be honest,
well,
when people are in the office,
job, among other things.
Yeah, but honestly though, like I've even said to him, I said, look, if you were still in the office, let's be really honest, you'd be hanging out in your buddy's office down the hall. You wouldn't have, you know, you'd go to a few meetings, but like, and then you go out to lunch, and then that takes an hour. I mean, when you really think about how much time is wasted when you're in an office and you're in the kitchen and you're talking to people and you're hanging out and then you're online shopping. I get it. People are a lot more productive at home and their bosses are demanding more from them. Yeah. So
there's a lot of fear-based thinking, I think, in this as well, because when you look at the survey, you dig down into it. A lot of people want to stay home because they're afraid if they go to work, they'll get COVID.
Well, still. That too. Yeah. In major cities for sure.
Yeah.
I just find that the one thing with me and being at home is that I, because I'm like you know, by myself and running a household, there's always stuff to be done around my house. There's never a moment where I can just sit and go, gosh, there's nothing I need to be doing right now. Like, I always have stuff that I have to do, stuff that needs to be fixed, whatever. And so when I was working at home, which I'd never really done before, I realized that I was doing a lot of that during my workday. And yeah, you kind of still get your stuff done, but the thing for me is I get distracted. Oh, I got to put laundry in, or I have to, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's just
I do that
me.
Now.
I think there's a lot of people. Exactly. There are a lot of people that I think can do it, and then there are a lot of people like me where I'm like, oh, I need to do this. I need to do that.
But just think of how many people waste hours a day on smoke breaks.
Oh, yeah. You know? That's incredibly unfair to people who don't smoke, too.
Right. And traffic. I mean, for me, living in Los Angeles, traffic. I'm commuting 65 miles a day, pretty much, I think, and, you know.
But wait a minute, Jennifer does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, has one of the best rated morning programs there, and I don't remember you ever doing that from home. Didn't you go in every day to the studio?
No, when I had COVID, I was out.
When you had COVID. Ah, okay,
yeah.
That's right.
But then they also kind of kept us all at home because our whole morning show got it, and so. Yeah. We were out, I think it was about 2 months total when I was working from home doing the show, yeah.
All right, moving on. Afghanistani testimony. There was a hearing, I think, this week right before Congress. And what was Millie the star of that? Who's the? I'm trying to put these two together, and I don't know.
Well, there were three, actually, but it's very funny. A lot of the attention was on General Milley. It was Lloyd Austin, who's the Secretary of Defense, heads up the Pentagon. There's General McKenzie, who's the head of Central Command, and then General Milley, who is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And so the reason that I think there was additional scrutiny on Milley is that it came out a couple weeks ago that in the book that Bob Woodward did, Peril, that General Milley said that he called China and assured them that he would give them a heads up if Trump, like, lost, you know, went off the reservation and was trying to, like, start a war with China.
He wasn't just the only ridiculous general who feared that, though.
Yeah, those this general needs to resign. Because what he did was treason. President Trump did not start a war. He had no intention of starting a war with China. I think that I wish some of our presidents would be a little more tough on China so that we wouldn't be, you know, just handing everything over to them. But in this hearing this week, and there were 2 days of it in front of the Armed Services Committee and the Senate on Tuesday and the House on Wednesday, and somebody asked him, well, if we were going to attack China again, if we were going to war, would you give him a heads up? He said yes. Now, how in the world can your top general say that you're going to give our greatest adversary on the planet a heads up if we're going to war with them or if we're attacking them?
Why would you do that?
This tells me that this guy's interests are not in the best interest of the United States.
The Chinese have gotten into the pants of so many
of everybody.
People, so
exactly
many businesses,
what I said,
so much in government.
So many people.
Everywhere. We have rolled over like a dog that wants their belly rubbed to the Chinese way of life, even. We've become socialists. And what's in it? Are the people at the top going to get a big payoff and their families are going to be living royalty forever and ever? Right? I don't get what's the end game here.
Well, and that's exactly what I've been kind of going off on. It's like China owns Hollywood, China owns social media, China now owns our politicians, and now China is owning our generals. I mean, are you kidding me? And he had no qualms about it. And I think he was actually even given this advice by his lawyer so that he wouldn't get in trouble for the Bob Woodward stuff if somebody ever did want to hold him accountable for treason. He's like, yeah, I would give our adversaries a heads up. How ridiculous. That is going to put people, men and women in the military who he's supposed to be protecting, along with American citizens, in total jeopardy. I mean, bad news.
Yeah. So those are the top four items, the ones that there was a lot of different info. I see some of the other items, like immigration reform. That's number five.
And that wasn't even on Afghanistan, by the way, with Milley. No. That was just the side story.
Right. All right. The crime numbers, the police is six. January 6th investigation. I am so tired of reading and listening and hearing about that. It is just the most boring. Nothing new comes out of all of this stuff. Number eight, all of these. The only thing that's left on the countdown, the story list, is R. Kelly being convicted. That's worth a few minutes of time, and I want to do a couple of other things, starlights, if you will, as time allows. But comments on R. Kelly convicted. How much time did he get? Doesn't he deserve to have an anchor wrapped around his ankle just thrown into the Pacific? What is this guy? He's, what, convicted of five different felonies or what? Was it five? It was more than five.
It was a lot. It was like racketeering, sex crime stuff.
It's
horrible.
Life in prison for it.
Yeah. Well, 10 years to life. Like, that is a very big window.
That's a big gap.
Right. That is a big window.
That was, I think, that was the controversy, wasn't it? The guy should be, it's life, not 10 years of life, but life.
Well, I think it's going to depend on if they have him serve out sentences concurrently or if they're going to make him do it one at a time. And that will all depend on the judge.
All right. A couple of more people from that end of the world, i.e. Hollywood, entertainment, et cetera, will do sort of the subset. From number 10, we go to number 11, the potential for number 11, especially on the people list right after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Halitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJB code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. From Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. The story list from the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here, from number 10 to number 1. Number 10 is the conviction of R. Kelly and the kind of strange sentence that he got. Number 9, weather changes and discussions of what temperature there is in your backyard this week. Race relations, number 8. The January 6th investigation, number 7, the problems of criminal homelessness. I don't know how that's sort of two words we haven't put together before, but that's number 6. Immigration situation, number 5, the Afghanistan testimony before Congress and what the heck is going on there, number 4. Our economy is number 3, Joe Biden's budget debate and whether or not we're going to have an agreement on the government shut down, or at least they didn't shut down. And number 1, as you might expect, COVID-19, the vaccines, the boosters, all that good stuff. That's it, the top 10 from Talkers. On the people list, the names go with the stories, so I'll give you a little bit more information, but I like to do these lists so that you have at least once during the hour an official countdown list, because we digress so much talking about certain stories more than others and certain people more than others. So here we go at number 10, R. Kelly, for obvious reasons. Number 9 is Stephanie Grisham. Number 8, Janet Yellen, connected obviously to the budget debate and the economy stories. Number 7 is Donald Trump. AOC is number 6. General Mark Milley, is he a traitor? Guilty of treason or what? That's the big story at number 5 on the people list anyway, connecting him and the dots. Number 4, Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell tied. Number 3, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin and their role in politics and government. Number 3, Nancy Pelosi is 2, and Joe Biden, president, number one this week on the People List from Talkers Magazine. Now, 46 and change after the hour, you're listening to the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, things people are talking about. A lot of the things are trending on social media that we focus on, and a couple of them have to do with the reality of entertainment. So I went from R. Kelly to a good story. I guess this is good. Good for Scarlett Johansson, anyway. And Disney, she ate their lunch. She had them dead to rights. So not to have a trial, they agreed she wanted 50. They gave her 24. I'm talking about million.
Yeah.
This is after they lied and tried to cheat her out of money from the Black Widow. And because she's got good lawyers, much as anything else, Disney was fawning all over her. What a wonderful actress she is. And we were, they didn't say that she was, that they were wrong. As a matter of fact, they didn't say much of anything except that they want to work together again. The chairman of Disney Studios Content said he was pleased to have resolved the dispute. If he didn't resolve it, they were going to have to, never mind $50 million, they would have paid the legal fees. They'd have been out because she was right and they were wrong. But they think because they're Disney, they can push everybody around. And I'm happy. Congratulations to Scarlett Johansson, who gets $44 million out of the Black Widow and the contract. You know, if you have a contract and the people that you sign it with are big and tough and strong and they want to say, screw the contract, this is what you're going to get. Not that $20 million is a bad deal, but that's not what they agreed to. So why should you put up? I wouldn't have put up with that. Meanwhile, speaking of making that kind of money, Daniel Craig will make that much, if not more, out of his last round as what he describes as the grumpy Bond. He was, he's all over the place.
Really straight-laced Bond,
yeah,
like that.
Right. I loved him with Judi Dench. I thought, I don't even know, why did they kill off Judi Dench? I didn't get that. She didn't want to do it anymore?
I don't know. I mean, that was a big part of that story from Skyfall. So,
right.
And then
yeah,
they have new M is Ralph Fiennes, which
Fiennes.
Is no
yeah.
slack, you know, there. But
no, but he's still not
but
hurt.
But there was so much emotion when M died as
yeah.
Judi Dench as M that I yeah. think you really needed it to see the real layer behind, you
yeah,
know, that
humanized him a little.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Right. And he didn't even think he was going to get the part. He said there were so many good actors, and they said, I figured I'd just go in and check it out. So he really didn't even try, he says in the interview, because he thought, I have no chance of being 007. And in fact, a lot of people think he's been one of the best. I think the three best for me, obviously, Sean Connery is number one. I think I would say that Pierce Brosnan was number two in my book.
I like
and
Pierce
Craig,
and I like Roger Moore a lot.
Yeah, Roger Moore.
Daniel Craig was not my favorite Bond. He didn't have that sparkle. He didn't have that kind of rascal sense. And he did something different with the role, which is fine. I don't have anything personal against him. I just like the Bond that has that little sparkle in their eye. Like
he says he'll be remembered as the grumpy Bond. He played Bond for 15 years. So there you go. Something to look forward to at the movies. And that's the end of our overview here on the DJV program, the talk radio roundup, if you will. It's 10 before the hour, ladies. Thank you.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Oh,
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now here on the DJV program. Time for Doug Steffen, that's me, to join forces with Victoria Keelan. That's her, who's our expert when it comes to going through the things that mean the most from technology this week. We got the top 5 list. Number 5 has to do with ringing doorbells. Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling, yep. So Ring is about to ring doorbells, the video doorbells, is bringing package alerts to their Ring video system, and it's about time, according to their customers. This is the most requested feature. It's already found on a lot of their competitors' doorbell offerings, so I'm not really sure what took Ring so long. But the now you can actually customize with the brand new version of the Ring Pro 2 and the Ring Video doorbell from 2020, and so you can actually customize your event alerts. So if you have a package that's left on the front porch, you'll get a notification because, you know, we know porch pirates are still a very big problem. If you want to make sure that your car is in the driveway, or if the front door is shut or the garage door is open, you can have all of those set as part of this new package of custom alerts. And you will need a subscription to the Ring Protect plan. It starts at $3 a month or $30 a year. So a lot of Ring customers are happy about the new updates.
Number 4, no, 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 do not throw your old electronics in the trash.
Yeah, I don't know why this is still like news to people, but you're not supposed to throw any electronics in the trash. Because they, A, will end up in a landfill, which is horrible. Then there's no way to actually recover them from a landfill. And the most dangerous part of it, if you have rechargeable batteries or things that are rechargeable, like if you have a remote control that's a single-use battery, meaning you can't replace the battery when it dies, you have to throw it out. When that hits a trash compactor, that actually can explode and cause fires, and a lot of people have been hurt working in landfills doing that. So the world generated 53.6 million metric tons of electronic waste in 2019. Laptops, smartphones, electric toothbrushes, air conditioners, things like that. And only less than 25% were actually recycled. So some of the things that you can do, go to Earth 911. And you can type in your zip code, and it will tell you where to recycle your electronics. Best Buy, Staples, Office Depot, and Office Max, at their actual stores, you can also bring your old electronics, and they will properly recycle them, too.
All right. Number 3, if your iPhone is lost, if you have an iPhone's got a dead battery, Victoria has the solution to finding it.
Yeah, this is cool. So with the upgraded iOS 15, which is the newest operating system update, the Find My app has been very useful as we all have lost an iPad or an iPhone. And so with the new iOS 15 update, you can actually find your phone even if the battery dies or if it's turned off. Now, this will work on all iPhones that are iPhone 11 or newer. So all of the 11s, the 12s, and the 13s. So the and you'll see, and I have an 11 Pro Max, and so the other day this was part of the automatic update. You'll see when you turn your phone off, it will actually say, Find My iPhone is findable after power off. You can also leave a message for someone who finds your phone, and you can leave them a number to call. So it's very cool and definitely helps in a major way, because in the past, once your phone dies, you probably won't ever find it again.
As an aside, I saw one of those new iPhone, what is it, 13?
Yeah.
With the camera, with the lenses on it.
Yeah, I might get a 13 because I'm at the 11. I usually skip over one model, so yeah. I might be due. But Mercury's in retrograde right now, people. Do not buy electronics.
It. All right, number two, Congress doesn't like Facebook.
Oh, no. So Facebook has announced, you know, they were going to do an Instagram for kids under 13. And, of course, rightfully so, that drew all kinds of criticism from parents and from educators and from Congress. And so then on Monday of this week, they announced that they're going to put a pause on working on this program. Mm-hmm. And Congress still said, nope, this is not enough. You need to just abandon this project completely. So I think that's probably where they're going to leave it off.
Number one this week is a focus on the CIA and how they're trying to get Julian Assange.
This was probably the most bizarre story of the week in the tech world, but it certainly got a lot of traction. So there's a new report that came out that the Trump administration's CIA actively developed plans to kidnap or assassinate WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange while he was in seclusion in London at that Ecuadorian embassy. So the scenarios included abducting him from the embassy, intercepting a Russian effort to extract him, or an outright assassination attempt. And apparently the Justice Department stepped in and said, no, you can't just kill him and you can't abduct him. So it didn't go anywhere. But the details that came out this week were certainly like something from a TV movie.
Yeah, a bad one. A Hallmark movie. Okay, that's it. Thanks. Victoria Keene and Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one cert.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Supreme Court beginning a new term Monday, and it promises to be very busy with abortion, guns, and religion headlining just some of the key issues. Correspondent Ben Thomas has more on the story.
Gun rights come up in the first week of November with a case from New York that involves the right to carry a firearm in public. The state is one of just six to limit who has that right. December begins with abortion as the justices hear arguments in Mississippi's bid to enforce a ban on most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. It is a direct challenge to Roe v. Wade. And a week later, it's taxpayer funding of religious schools. Parents in Maine are suing over the state's exclusion of religious schools from a tuition program for families who live in towns that don't have public schools. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, the COVID police out in force in Connecticut.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont has put his state's National Guard on alert, telling them to plan on active deployments to replace state workers he is set to cut from the payroll for refusing to comply with his COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The Democratic governor warned that state agencies need to prepare for staffing shortages next week when nearly a quarter of state workers face being placed on unpaid leave if they remain in non-compliant status. Only 63% of Connecticut state employees, more than 20,000, have provided the necessary documentation to prove they have been vaccinated. Patrick Frost reporting.
South Korea says the two Koreas have restored a stalled communication channel after a hiatus in a small reconciliation step. Restoration of an inter-Korean hotline comes just 3 days after the Communist North said it had test-fired a newly developed anti-aircraft missile. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
In what will be closely watched, a federal trial getting underway Monday with some big-name pharmacies going to court for the first trial over their alleged role in the opioid matter.
From 2012 to 2016, so many prescription painkillers were dispensed in Lake County, Ohio. The amount equaled 265 pills for every resident, according to officials. And in nearby Trumbull, it was 400 pills for every resident. Attorneys say the overdose epidemic has cost each county at least $1 billion. They're suing CVS, Walgreens, Giant Eagle, and Walmart, who say they were merely filling prescriptions. Pharmacy chain Rite Aid settled with the counties. The trial is part of a broader constellation of federal opioid lawsuits, about 3,000 in all, that have been consolidated. I'm Julie Walker.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Well, Tesla has delivered more than 240,000 electric vehicles in the third quarter.
That's even as the company wrestled with a global shortage of computer chips that has hit the entire auto industry. The Palo Alto, California company's sales from July through September beat Wall Street estimates. Third quarter sales rose 72% over the 140,000 deliveries Tesla made for the same period a year ago. So far this year, Tesla has sold over 627,000 vehicles and on pace to soundly beat last year's total of 499,550. John Scott reporting.
The ruling Communist Party tightening political control over China's internet giants and tapping their wealth to pay for its ambitions to reduce reliance on U.S. and European technology, anti-monopoly and data security crackdowns that began in late 2020 have shaken up the industry. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Dr. C.A. Dingy was a dentist who lived approximately north of Middletown at Fort Dingy, named by him. He was buried in the Middleton Cemetery in a coffin filled with salt, his Bible, and a bottle of whiskey, all at his request. Winter rains brought the salt to the surface, causing deer and cattle to dig for it. To remedy the problem, a load of bricks was placed on top of the grave to protect it. Another interesting dentist was Dr. James Winsell, who settled beside Battle Creek, near today's Coleman Fish Hatchery in 1852, on what was the Rancho de Brasgau Mexican land grant. A large ditch carried water out to Battle Creek at his place and transported it to the Balls Ferry flour mill at Balls Ferry, where it was used to turn the large water wheel. The ditch still exists and is used mainly for irrigation. Want more Dottie? Go to the Shasta Historical Society.
Pharmaceuticals.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
Well, folks, we begin with The Mysterious Traveler, and then later, John Nesbitt presents The Passing Parade, and stories about tall men and tall tales. Before we tackle folk heroes, though, here's a little self-reflexive radio. You see, Robert A. Arthur and David Kogan's script being presented on This Mysterious Traveler is about a radio writer plotting homicide. Announcer Carl Caruso will give you the names of the leads. I'll just fill in a few blanks. The supporting cast includes Shirley Blank and Richard Coogan, with Maurice Tarplin as the voice of the Traveler. Murder Is My Business is from June 8, 1948.
Mutual Broadcasting System presents The Mysterious Traveler, written, produced, and directed by Robert A. Arthur and David Kogan, and starring tonight two of radio's foremost actors, Eric Dressler and John Sylvester, in an original radio drama titled Murder Is My Business.
This is The Mysterious Traveler, inviting you to join me on another journey into the realm of the strange and the terrifying. I hope you will enjoy the trip, and it will thrill you a little and chill you a little. So settle back, get a good grip on your nerves, and be comfortable, if you can. Our story tonight begins in a huge white mansion overlooking the Hudson River, some 50 miles above New York City. In a large, comfortable room, David Phillips, a slender, nervous man in his early 30s, is seated at a desk typing.
Dear Julia, a year has passed since we last saw each other, and I'm writing this letter with a hope that you will understand all that I'm about to reveal, and understanding will forgive me. I'm a writer, darling, and yet I find it difficult to put into words the horrible events of the past year. As they flash through my mind, I can feel the quickening of my pulse, and the hatred within me surges up as overwhelmingly as... But I mustn't think of that. It's much more important that you understand what has happened. It all began the day I was in my study, writing a script for the Dangerous Adventure radio show. Who is it?
It's Basil King.
Basil King?
Dave, wait a minute. I want to talk to you.
But, honey, Basil King. I can't keep him waiting.
Yes, you can.
Well, we'll talk fast.
King's looking for a writer for his radio show, isn't he?
Yeah, Sig Rodman just quit.
Quit? You mean he had a nervous breakdown? And so has every other writer who's ever worked for Basil King. Dave, I don't want you to write for him.
But, Julie, his show pays $600 a week. We could pay off all our debts with that kind of dough.
Darling, be sensible. No amount of money is worth the punishment you'll have to take from him.
Now, look, we'll talk about this later. He's on the phone.
Tell him no.
Shh, he'll hear you. Hello?
Mr. Phillips, this is Basil King speaking.
Oh, yes, Mr. King.
Several people have spoken very highly of you as a radio writer, and at the moment I'm in need of one for my show, Brad Barker, Private Eye. Would you care to discuss the matter?
I'd like to, very much.
Are you free for luncheon tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Shall we say 1 o'clock at the Algonquin?
All right, Mr. King.
Just to ask for my table. Good day, Mr. Phillips.
Good day. Now, honey, don't look at me that way.
Dave, I just don't understand you. It doesn't make sense wanting to write for him. Everyone who's ever worked for Basil King detests him. He's the most hated man in radio.
Be reasonable, Julie. $600 a week is a lot of dough. If I can't get along with King, I'll quit. Now, what more can you ask? Next day, as the head waiter led me through the crowded dining room, I could see Basil King seated at a table in a far corner of the room. King was a tall, slender, gray-haired man in his late 40s. He had a cold, impassive face, and his movements were stiff and precise. It suddenly occurred to me that he bore an amazing resemblance to Clifton Webb, the Hollywood star. As I reached King's table, he stood up.
How do you do, Mr. Phillips? I'm Basil King. Have a seat, won't you?
Thank you.
I suggest we talk first and order luncheon later.
All right, Mr. King.
Now, Mr. Phillips, to begin with, I'm a man who believes in frankness. I dare say this frankness of mine has led to my making a large number of enemies and has given me the reputation of being an extremely difficult person to get along with. No doubt you've heard quite a few stories about me.
Yes, I have.
Believe me, they're highly exaggerated. Great talents such as myself have always been misunderstood. The petty minds in this world not understanding men of genius are forever seeking to destroy us.
I see.
I wonder if you do, Mr. Phillips. I wonder if you do. I ask very little of my writers, merely a modicum of intelligence and the ability to accept constructive criticism.
That sounds reasonable enough.
Yes, one would think so, and yet I haven't been able to find a writer who understands me.
I'm sure you will sooner or later.
Perhaps, but to date it's been very discouraging. However, we mustn't dwell on the past. Now, Mr. Phillips, you come highly recommended, and I trust that ours shall be a happy and profitable relationship.
I hope so.
By the way, you aren't troubled by ulcers, are you?
who I know.
Good. For some unfathomable reason, all the writers I've had in the past seem to have been afflicted with ulcers. I can't stand people who are always taking pills and subsisting on bland diets. Tell me, are you familiar with my show, Brad Barker, Private Eye?
Oh, yes. I've heard it quite often.
Good. Then you're undoubtedly aware that there are two things I insist upon in my shows. Clever plots and gimmicks that work. Bear that in mind, Mr. Phillips. Clever plots and gimmicks that work.
I understand.
It's on those two rules that I have single-handedly built the most popular detective show on the air. You have only to look at the Hooper rating of Brad Barker, Private Eye, to substantiate what I'm saying.
Yes, I know. You've got a terrific rating.
18.6. Needless to add, my sponsor, the Zestful Chewing Gum Company, has increased its sales tremendously. Now, Mr. Phillips, I'm prepared to pay $600 a week for the writing of Brad Barker. Is that satisfactory?
Yes, that sounds fair enough.
When may I expect your first script?
Well, let's see. Today is Wednesday. What about Monday morning?
That's satisfactory. Monday morning it is. Now, shall we order luncheon?
An hour later, Basil King and I separated in front of the Algonquin. I went home and started work on the script, determined to turn out a show that would make King sit up and take notice. After 4 days and nights of intensive writing, I completed the script. Monday morning, I went downtown to Basil King's luxurious office and turned the script over to him. As I sat by his desk, watching him read it, it was hard to tell what he thought of it. His face was cold and impassive as he turned page after page. At last, he finished reading it and looked up.
It won't do, Mr. Phillips.
It won't do? Well, why not?
First of all, you haven't caught the spirit of Brad Barker in your dialogue. But more important, the plot is weak and your murder gimmick won't work.
Well, I don't see why it won't. Would you mind explaining?
In this script, you have the victim, what's his name?
Charles Riker.
Yes, you have this fellow Charles Riker, whose life has been threatened, barricade himself in a small cabin. All doors and windows are locked from the inside, and in addition, he's armed to the teeth and has a watchdog with him.
That's right.
2 days after this fellow Riker has barricaded himself, Brad Barker breaks into the cabin to find him dead. Dead of poison.
Yes.
Your gimmick is that the murderer, unable to get at Riker, has tapped the water pipe which ran from the spring to the cabin and poisoned the water.
Yes, well, what's wrong with that?
My dear fellow, don't you think that when Riker drew a glass of water in the cabin, he'd have tasted the poison in the water?
But I planted in the script that the poison was tasteless.
Oh, you did. Well, nevertheless, it won't work.
Oh, why not?
It just doesn't ring true. I don't feel it.
Why not?
We should stop asking why not. It's obvious that I don't like your gimmick, and if I don't like it, 15 million radio listeners won't like it. If our relationship is to continue, you must learn to accept constructive criticism. After all, my dear fellow, you have merely to look at the rating of the show to realize that I am never wrong. Furthermore, I should like to point out that at no time...
You, Dave?
Yes, Julie.
How did King like your script? He didn't like it.
That's putting it mildly.
Oh, but that was a good script. One of the best you've ever done.
That's what I thought. But Mr. King didn't.
No wonder all his writers have nervous breakdowns. That man doesn't know what he wants.
Well, I'll give it one more try.
You mean you're still going to try to write for him?
Now, honey, there's no use in giving up so soon. Maybe once I get to know King's likes and dislikes, it won't be so tough to write for him.
Dave, I've never interfered before, but this is too much. I want you to call that egomaniac King up and tell him you're through.
Julie, I can't. I told King that I'd turn in another script by Thursday.
Oh, Dave.
I promise you that if he doesn't like the second script, I'll give up. Now, that's fair enough, isn't it? For the next 3 days and nights, I sweated over a new script. As I worked out the plot and gimmick, I tried to anticipate Basil King's every possible objection. Early Thursday morning, I went downtown to King's office and turned the script over to him. As he sat reading it, I began thinking of what I would say to him if he turned the show down. I would tell him quite firmly that it was obvious I wasn't the man to write the Brad Barker show. At last, King finished reading the script and looked up.
The plot, Mr. Phillips, isn't exactly new, and the dialogue needs rewriting here and there, but on the whole, it will do.
You mean you like it?
I wouldn't go so far as to say that I like it. Rather, let us say that it's acceptable. I trust, Mr. Phillips, that with time, your scripts will improve. Good day.
I left Basil King's office that morning convinced that I would succeed where other writers had failed. I felt it would be just a question of time until I learned the workings of King's mind. But then I discovered, as so many of my predecessors had, that Basil King's likes and dislikes were not constant from day to day. What he told you on Thursday didn't hold true on Friday. Weeks went by, and for every show that King accepted, he'd reject two. He would criticize every script from beginning to end, tearing it to bits relentlessly and coldly. Any questioning of his criticism would lead to his redoubling his attack. One week slipped into another, and with each passing week, my hatred for Basil King grew. Life became a nightmare of deadlines, of writing endlessly with one eye constantly on the clock.
Darling, you just can't go on this way. You've got to quit.
Julie, we've been over this a dozen times already. We need the $600 a week to pay off our debts.
What good is that money if you have a nervous breakdown? Look at yourself. You've lost 15 pounds in these past weeks, and you're smoking 5 packs of cigarettes a day.
Please, Julie, I've had all I can take today. Now, let's not talk about it anymore.
You're not kidding me, Dave. The money is only part of it. It's your pride that won't let you quit.
My pride?
Yes. You can't stand the thought of quitting like the others did. You've got to prove that you're better than they are.
That's enough.
Well, it's the truth, isn't it? It's only your pig-headed pride that makes you go on when anyone with sense would quit.
I said that's enough.
Dave, we can't go on like this.
What do you mean?
I'm not going to stand around and watch you have a breakdown. You'll have to choose between Basil King and myself.
Now, look, Julie, you're upset. You don't know what you're saying.
I know perfectly well what I'm saying. I'm asking you to choose between Basil King and myself.
Stop trying to intimidate me. I told you before I'm not quitting, and I meant it.
All right, Dave. If that's the way you want it, I'm leaving.
Well, go ahead. No one's stopping you. Basil King may be able to make you quit, but not me. You call it pride? Okay. But I won't let a louse like him beat me. Somehow I'll get the better of him. You wait and see.
Goodbye, Dave.
Time to take a short break, but we'll be right back with more Mysterious Traveler right after this.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, We provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop-in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligation. Drop-in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop in for an hour or more and try it out. Drop-in.mobi. That's drop-in.mobi.
Mr. Pearson, I'd like you to meet the present writer of the show, Mr. Phillips.
How do you do, Mr. Phillips?
Glad to meet you, sir. I have great hopes, Mr. Pearson, of making a radio writer out of Phillips.
Well, I'm sure if anyone can do it, you're that person, Mr. King.
Pardon me, Mr. King. Would you like to hear the commercial now?
Yeah, very well, Caruso. Go ahead.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, July 8th is the big day. In just 1 month, you'll be able to buy the latest discovery in chewing gum happiness, PepsoGum. Made by the Zestful Chewing Gum Company, PepsoGum is a new gum. A gum with a jailed-in flavor, designed to give you hours of chewing pleasure. Remember, the big day is July 8th, when PepsoGum will be on sale at all candy counters.
I don't feel it, Caruso. I want more emphasis. I want you to be so compelling that people will rush to their drugstores and place orders for this new gum.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Rehearse it a few more times, and I'll go over it with you later.
Yes, Mr. King.
Well, I guess I'll be getting back to the office, Mr. King. Most kind of you to allow me to watch your rehearsal.
That's quite all right, Mr. Pearson.
It was a pleasure meeting you, Mr. Phillips. I assume that you'll be at the factory for next week's broadcast.
The factory? Yes, Phillips. We're doing the broadcast from the factory next week.
Yes, it's the company's 25th anniversary. You've no idea how our employees are looking forward to your broadcast. Yes, indeed. Well, good day, gentlemen.
Goodbye, Mr. Pearson. Mr. Phillips, I have here the script you turned in for next week's show. It won't do.
Why not?
There are so many things wrong with the script that it's hard to know where to begin. Let's start with your murder gimmick. You have the victim, I believe his name is Roger Roden.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, you have this fellow Roden picking up an envelope, licking the flap and sealing the envelope. A minute later, he drops dead. Your gimmick is potassium cyanide powder has been mixed into the glue of the envelope flap.
Yes, and when Roden licked the flap, his tongue absorbed the poison.
It just won't stand up.
Why not?
For the simple reason that Roden's tongue wouldn't absorb enough potassium cyanide to kill him.
Oh, but it would. Potassium cyanide is a very potent poison. Just a few grains will kill a man.
Possibly, but I'm not convinced. And if you can't convince me, you won't convince our 16 million listeners. It just won't do.
It will work. I tell you, it will work.
I'm sorry, Mr. Phillips, but I don't agree. How soon can you have another script for me?
It was at that moment I knew I was going to murder Basil King.
Perhaps all along it had been there, buried in my subconscious. For the first time in weeks, my hands stopped trembling, and I was able to think clearly of all that had happened. I had allowed Basil King, a man who was a psychopathic case, to drag me down to his own level. And what was worse, I had lost Julie. My stupid pride had driven the one person I loved away from me. Basil King would pay for that. And all the anguish he'd caused so many people. I thought of King's rejection of my potassium cyanide gimmick. And suddenly it came to me how ironic it would be if his death were brought about by potassium cyanide. Yes, the great man dying by a gimmick which he declared wouldn't work. Of course, I couldn't use the envelope flap, but there were other ways. And I would think of one. Well, that night, a plan began to form in my mind. A plan which was completed a week later as I was being shown through the Zestful Chewing Gum Factory by Mr. Morris, the superintendent of the factory. I had no idea the factory was so large, Mr. Morris. We seem to have walked miles.
I'm afraid you radio riders just aren't used to walking. Probably ride in taxi cabs all the time.
I guess you're right. Oh, what's this place?
This is the shipping room.
Oh.
That about completes the tour. I reckon you've seen just about everything.
Say, all these boxes have Pepsi gum marked on the side of them.
That's right.
You getting ready to distribute it all over the country?
Yeah. We're going to start shipping next week.
You know, I've heard so many announcements on the show about Pepsi gum that I'm curious. What's it taste like?
Well, it's hard to say. It has sort of a sharp flavor.
Sounds good. Do you have any around? I'd like to taste it.
Well, I'd like to give you some, Mr. Phillips, but the old man, I mean, Mr. Pearson, he's given out strict orders not to give any of it out. Reckon he's trying to keep it from the public till the last minute.
Oh. But employees have tasted it, haven't they?
Oh, sure.
Well, Mr. Morris, you're looking at an employee right now. I do write radio shows for the company.
Yeah, I guess you are an employee after all. I reckon I can give you a pack of Pepsi gum.
There you are. Thanks. An attractive-looking pack of gum.
Yeah, you got to catch the customer's eye if you want to sell gum. Oh, what do you say if we go back to the auditorium?
Fine. I've seen the whole factory, and I've got a pack of the new Pepsi gum. What more could I ask for? A few minutes later, I left Mr. Morris in the auditorium, where the great Basil King was rehearsing the cast for the show. I walked across the street to the inn where we were staying and went up to my room. There, I took the pack of Pepsi gum from my pocket and withdrew one of the five sticks of gum. I very carefully removed the wrapper, and then taking a dab and handkerchief, I wiped the candy powder off the stick of gum. It took but another minute to evenly sprinkle potassium cyanide powder over the wet stick of gum. In a very short time, the gum dried, and it was impossible to tell that the fine, powdery coating on it was a coating of death. I rewrapped the stick of gum and carefully inserted it in the center of the pack. When I arrived at the auditorium 10 minutes before airtime, the great man was relaxing in the control room. With him were Mr. Pearson and Bill, the broadcast engineer.
Oh, there you are, Mr. Phillips. I was afraid you were going to miss the broadcast.
Mr. Phillips may not be a good writer, but he is a punctual one, Mr. Pearson.
Mr. King, you're a great one for banter. You have a ready wit.
Thank you, Mr. Pearson.
Yeah, look at that auditorium. Completely packed. I've never seen our employees so enthusiastic, and it's all due to you, Mr. King. I hope you'll say a few words to them after the broadcast.
Well, I should be delighted to them.
Can you spare a minute, Mr. King?
What is it?
Do you remember that script I turned in a week ago with the potassium cyanide gimmick?
You mean where the victim licked the envelope flap and was poisoned? Yes, I remember that deplorable script. What about it?
Well, I was wondering, what if we were to switch the potassium cyanide to something else? Instead of the envelope, perhaps the cyanide might be sprinkled on a piece of candy or something like that.
No, no, no. It would never work. I don't feel it.
You really don't think it would, huh?
Certainly not. Really, Mr. Phillips, you're showing less and less imagination from week to week.
Well, I just thought I'd mention it.
Mr. Phillips, that pack of gum you have, isn't that the new Pepsi gum?
Yes, Mr. Pearson, that's right.
But I gave strict orders that it wasn't to be given out. How did you get it?
Yes, how did you get it?
I found this pack in the shipping room. I hope you don't mind my having taken it.
Well, no. After all, we are just one big family.
You see, Mr. Pearson, I've heard so much about the new Pepsi gum that I was curious to find out what it tasted like.
Well, what did you think of it?
Well, I haven't tried it yet. But I guess this is as good a time as ever.
Have a piece?
Yes, don't mind if I do. Thank you.
What about you, Mr. King?
No, thank you.
You mean you aren't even curious to know what Mr. Pearson's new gum tastes like?
Please, Mr. King, I'm very eager to know what you think of the flavor. I have great respect for your opinion.
Very well, Mr. Pearson.
Here you are, Mr. King.
Thank you.
I understand it has a sharp flavor, Mr. Pearson.
Yes, but delightfully so. It's delicious. I have a feeling that Pepsi-Gum is going to be a tremendous success. Go ahead, Mr. King. Put it in your mouth. I'm anxious to have your opinion.
Yes. Yes. Certainly has a sharp taste.
Oh, not that sharp. Keep chewing it. 1 minute to airtime, Mr. King.
Thank you.
I watched the great man, Basil King, chewing a stick of Pepsi-Gum. I knew that he found the flavor a bit sharp. And if Mr. Pearson hadn't been watching him, he would have spat it out. Yes, Mr. King didn't like the flavor, but with the sponsor looking on, he had to continue chewing. I watched the minute hand sweep around the clock. In 30 seconds, we would be on the air, and according to my calculations, Mr. King would keel over 15 seconds after we were on the air.
Stand by.
I'll give you the go-ahead, Mr. King.
Very well.
Coming up. Go ahead.
Zestful Chewing Gum Company presents Brad Barker, Private Eye. Conceived, produced, directed, and edited by Basil King.
My dear fellow, the monitor is too high. That's it, take it down. You engineers just don't know. Oh! My heart!
Brad
Mr.
Barker,
King, what's wrong?
My heart, I...
Quick, catch him.
I've got him, Mr. Pearson. You'd better get a doctor. It looks like a heart attack.
Yes, I'll get one immediately.
Bill, turn down the monitor. Just do the best you can.
Okay, Dave. You take care of him, and I'll take care of the show.
Oh, can't breathe.
King, can you hear me?
Yes, get a doctor.
Do you remember the potassium cyanide gimmick?
Potassium cyanide?
Yes. I just want you to know you're wrong. It does work. That's why you're dying.
What?
That stick of gum I gave you. It was covered with potassium cyanide powder.
No, no. Get a doctor.
A doctor can't help you. You're going to die.
Oh, no.
Grant Barker, Private Eye.
Poor Mr. King. You just forgot one thing. Murder is my business. Julie, darling, that was a year ago, and I've never ceased to regret your leaving me. I'm writing this in the hope that you will find it in your heart to forgive me. I admit that it was my stupid pride that wouldn't allow me to acknowledge defeat at Basil King's hands. But he's gone now, Julie. And if you could only see your way clear to start all over.
Hi. Hello, Mr. Phillips. Remember me? John Pearson?
Mr. Pearson.
Yes. You remember Mr. Morris, my factory superintendent?
Hello.
We happened to be driving past and thought it would be a nice gesture to drop in and find out how you were getting along.
Please, I've got to finish this letter to my wife, Julia. I've got to finish it.
It doesn't seem to be getting any better, does it, Mr. Pearson?
No, it doesn't. Look at all these letters scattered around. Must be at least 100. All addressed to his wife.
What a pity, huh?
Yes, I'll never forget that day that Basil King died of a heart attack. I came back to the control room to find poor Mr. Phillips crying hysterically over the body. He never has gotten over the shock of Basil King's death. What a wonderful friendship that was.
Mysterious traveler. Did you enjoy our little trip?
too bad about Dave Phillips, isn't it? His mind snapped in his hour of triumph. 16 weeks of life with Basil King proved to be just too much for him, mentally. As Basil King used to say, being a radio writer calls for a weak mind. However, it does seem that Dave Phillips did get in the last word. For Basil King died of a gimmick he claimed would never work. And the police, oddly enough, never did suspect it was murder. Now, I recall another case in which a young man awoke to find himself dead, and he decided... you have to get off here. I'm sorry. I'm sure we'll meet again. I take this same train every week at this same time.
Mysterious Traveler is written, produced, and directed by Robert A. Arthur and David Kogan.
Murder is My Business from June 8, 1948, a creative script. Supporting cast member Richard Coogan, by the way, nearly made it to the century mark. Born April 4, 1914, he died March 12, 2014, just 3 weeks shy of his 100th birthday. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, the quarter-hour syndicated series, The Passing Parade, hosted by John Nesbitt. It begins right after this.
Harry Nile Investigations.
Yeah, who am I talking to?
This is Harry Nile.
Mr. Nile, I think I've got a problem.
Okay, maybe I can help.
Would you be in a position to handle a little case of blackmail?
Phil Harper stars as Harry Nile in 21 high-powered hard luck adventures in Radio Spirit's 8-CD set titled Black Widow and Other Mysteries. It usually costs $31.95, but When Radio Was listeners can get it right now for only... $19.95 plus get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code WIDOW33. That's offer code WIDOW33 to save $12 today on Harry Nile, Black Widow, and Other Mysteries at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you escape.
The Jack Benny Program.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Phil Harris Dallas Bay Show.
Stream the most recent When Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolfe, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Remember that famous scene in Star Wars when R2-D2 projects a hologram of Princess Leia? Well, imagine you can project and even interact with a hologram right from your smartphone. Eikon is a San Diego company doing just that, as Eikon's Taylor Scott explains.
It literally is a device, a hardware device, that plugs into the side of your phone that allows you to project a lot of the same rendering environments that occur on your phone up into space. So we refer to it as holographic interplay. You can actually use touch control and swipe things out of the phone, and they will immediately float up into a holographic space projected in open air. So you can see them, and you can also see the natural environment behind you, just like you would in the film if you were looking at, say, Princess Leia and R2-D2. And even more than that, we actually allow you to have touch control and gesture control of those holograms via the mobile phone.
Check it out at ikininc.com. That's ikininc.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and once again we present the quarter-hour informational series, The Passing Parade. I believe this example details some folk heroes. It's from December 8, 1949.
This is John Nesbitt with another chapter from our Passing Parade.
And this time in the procession will march some of the tallest characters ever to dwell in the imagination of men, along with some of the tallest stories ever told about them in the passing parade. Watching the procession pass by again, in the days of the covered wagon, the further west you went, the bigger everything got. The Rocky Mountains were the biggest, and the redwood trees were the tallest, and the only thing taller than the redwoods was the western tall story, and the only taller thing than that was the strange and marvelous figure of the lumberjack called Paul Bunyan. Nothing in America ever got any bigger than Paul Bunyan, who is still alive, by the way, who has never retired from his immense business as a lumberman, despite the fact that he happens to be just over 150 years of age. He was born near the town of Eastport in Maine, and naturally he is discussed today by loggers and lumbermen throughout the world. At logging camps from Maine to Idaho, you will hear his history retold evenings after the day's work is done and the big camp dinner is put away, when the men gather round the red-hot sheet-iron stove in the bunkhouse. Mr. and Mrs. Bunyan of Eastport, Maine, knew that their little Paul was going to be a logger when he grew up. For on the 20th of September in 1784, when he was just 9 months and 2 days old, this remarkable baby got up in the night. He found a hatchet and he chopped away the bedposts while his parents slept. He grew quietly to manhood, not attracting much attention until he invented the double-edged axe. The story of that invention has been preserved for us by 1,000 white-haired lumbermen. You see, at the age of 20, Paul was so strong that he could chop down a good-sized fir tree with just 2 blows of a single-edged axe. But even then, the youngster felt that he was wasting time. Therefore, he made himself an axe that was sharp on both sides, so that by standing between 2 trees, he could notch one as he swung his axe down and get the one behind him as the axe came up. Now, of course, even Paul Bunyan could not chop a tree down with just 1 blow, but when he had a whole line of trees notched, say 2,000 or 3,000 of them, he would push over the first tree so that it would knock over the second, and so on down the line until finally the whole 3,000 trees would be lying in neat ranks. If so many men today would not swear by the truth of this, it would not seem credible that this youngster could have had such strength. But Paul was rather taller than most normal men. Just how tall he was, no one knows, for Paul naturally was very sensitive about his height. It is known, however, that old Pete Curry, who was quite a big fellow himself, measuring 7'9" in his stocking feet, could, by stretching his hand as high as he could reach, just lean against Paul's kneecap. Paul Bunyan was a nice-looking fellow in spite of his size, with a great shock of black curly hair and a rich beard. He was very modest, never talked about himself, so that listening to him, you would never know what a great man he was. For a large man, too, he was exceptionally fast on his feet. It is well known, of course, that he could blow out the lamp at night and be in bed before the room got dark. Undoubtedly, Paul is also responsible for the invention of the grindstone. Modern grindstones, of course, are not as large as Paul Bunyan's, which was so big that when it was spinning at full speed, it only made 1 revolution every payday. These contributions to the lumbering industry were made in his early years, while Paul was still back east, down in Maine and out in Michigan. Finally, with the fame of his exploits reaching the West Coast, Paul was called out on a government job in Puget Sound. Puget Sound was not there then, as everyone knows, but Seattle had to have a harbor, and a fellow named Billy Puget contracted. So his partner, George Hood, who dug Hood's Canal, prevailed upon Billy to get the government to send for Paul. When Paul arrived, he looked over the proposition, and being a smart man, he demanded $5,000,050 for the job. Billy balked at that, as it would leave him only $3,000,025 profit. Well, he said, winking at George Hood, I'll tell you, Paul, if you can finish the job before the month is out, I'll pay you what you ask. Otherwise, you get nothing. Is it a bargain? Paul thought it over. It was taking a big chance, for the proposed Puget Sound was to be a mighty large harbor. At length, however, Paul said, okay, it's a bargain. There were just 3 weeks left in the month, so he had to work fast. And this is the way he did it. He got a long rope, he snagged it around a glacier up in British Columbia, and dragged the glacier back and forth like a big scoop. Then, when the sound was dug out, he let the glacier melt in the sun until the harbor was all filled up nicely with water, just as the last day of the month rolled around. But after it was all done, Billy Puget, the shifty scoundrel, looked over the smooth surface of the water, and just because, you'll understand, he wanted something to break the agreement, he said,
Where's the waves? Nothing in the contract about waves, returned Paul. Nevertheless, said Puget, we've got to have waves. I want waves. I'll make some waves for you then, said Paul. And he sank his shovel into Mount Tacoma or Mount Rainier, as some people insist. Angrily, Paul threw his first shovelful of dirt into the Sound, and he began to work so fast that Billy Puget had to beg him to stop and paid him the $5 million and 50 cents right on the spot, for Paul, naturally, was working so fast that he nearly got the Sound filled up again. And to this day, Paul's shovelfuls of earth are still to be clearly seen, only now, naturally, they are called the San Juan Islands. Paul now went south to Oregon. Oregon was full of trees everywhere then, so Paul cleared off the green pastures in the Willamette Valley. It took a lot of trouble to get rid of the stumps of the big trees in the regular fashion, so Paul disposed of the stumps by driving them into the ground with a sledgehammer. After that, Paul Bunyan was never seen in the Northwest again, and it's commonly believed that he went up to Alaska during the Klondike days and that he is there now. He is still alive, for Paul Bunyan will never die. But having used up so much time owing to the size of the character involved, we will speedily break here and then conclude with the exploits of some of the friends of Paul Bunyan, who worked in other He-Man trades of the American Passing Parade.
You're listening to The Passing Parade on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
It's official. Reservations for the 2023 Cadillac Lyriq Debut Edition, the company's first all-electric luxury SUV, shipping the first half of 2022, are now full. Dealers will begin taking additional orders for Lyriq starting next summer. Powered by GM's Ultium platform, the Cadillac Lyriq, which is spelled L-Y-R-I-Q, features a 100 kilowatt-hour battery pack, more than 300 miles of range on a full charge, and an estimated 340 horsepower with incredible torque, all wrapped into a gorgeous package. To help you get the most out of your driving experience, Lyriq will feature next-generation variable regen on-demand technology, along with the convenience of one-pedal driving. There's a stunning 33-inch diagonal advanced LED display and powerful AKG audio system, plus Super Cruise, the industry's first true hands-free driver assistance technology for use on compatible roads. More info on the 2023 Cadillac Lyriq is at Cadillac.com.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn.
Always.
Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates.
And now let's get back to this episode of The Passing Parade on When Radio Was.
John Nesbitt on the reviewing stand once more. If you enjoy the tall yarns men tell around the campfire, you'll soon realize that every industry that takes tough, strong men to exist was founded by a remarkable man like Paul Bunyan. Maybe you'll remember Pecos Bill. Pecos Bill was the cowboy born in Texas, naturally, in 1836. He was so tough that he cut his baby teeth on horseshoes, but he could never find a horse big enough to carry him. Once, Pecos Bill's horse collapsed 10 miles out of town, so Bill naturally had to catch himself a grizzly bear in the mountains, saddle him, and ride back to town carrying the poor, tired-out horse over his shoulder. He was always kind to animals. Then the oil industry had some pretty good he-men, too. Unquestionably, the greatest of all the oil men was a one-man company named Kent Morgan. Without any help, Kent Morgan won the right to say with pardonable pride, "I am the driller, the toolies, and the roughneck. I cap and I case, I rig and I pull, I sight and I rig the derrick. In between times, I build the tanks." Kent Morgan did one thing that no other man has ever been able to duplicate, even in Texas. Once, 2,000 feet of pipe casing was stuck down into the earth, and Morgan reached down with his left hand and pulled up the whole 2,000 feet, just like a dentist pulls a tooth. Once Kent Morgan drilled an oil well 50,000 feet deep and finally struck such a gusher that in heaven St. Peter complained that he was getting oil all over the angels. Finally, here is old Stormalong, greatest of them all except Paul Bunyan. Now, Stormalong was a sailor. Stormalong was even bigger than Paul Bunyan and Kent Morgan, so old Donald McKay, the famous shipbuilder, had to make a ship especially for Stormalong. This ship is gone now, but it was called the Courser, and it was, without doubt, the biggest ship that ever sailed the seas. She was so big that no one man could see her all at once. 7 men, you'll understand, had to look at her one after the other. She was so big that when she sailed out through the English Channel, they had to soap the sides of the channel, and even then she scraped off the Dover chalk cliff somewhat. When the crew was at the stern, and old Stormalong's first mate bellowed at the crew to run forward, it took 7 days for them to get there, and some of the men got lost on the way. The masts were so tall that they had to be hinged to let the moon go by, and all up and down the rigging, there were little cabins to accommodate the men on their way up and down from setting the sails, as it took so long to get up the masts that a sailor just had to figure on taking several nights' sleep on the way. Some of the taller masts caused young boys who were sent aloft not to get back to the deck until they were gray-haired old men. Finally, old Stormalong had to mount his men on horses. But even then, it took so long to get orders from one end of the ship to the other that once Stormalong couldn't put his ship about in the Caribbean Sea quickly enough, and he cut right through the Isthmus of Panama. It seems that some U.S. Army engineers were down there at the time, and naturally they took the credit for digging the Panama Canal. Well, old Stormalong is dead now, and so are most of the others of the great ones that men love to yarn about around the bunkhouse stove or in the forecastle or while riding the range. But the love for a whopper will never leave the minds of men. We'll close in a moment with a brief footnote for today's passing parade. Footnoting the sketches about Paul Bunyan and Stormalong and the others, it seems that the love of exaggerating the size of things is a peculiarly American form of humor, and it has never died out to this day. California and Texas held the tall tale records for some years, but occasionally Florida makes a strong bid for the championship. Now, I personally never believe in exaggerating myself, but I happen to know that just recently, a Florida fisherman landed such a huge tarpon on the beach that there weren't any big construction cranes large enough to weigh it for him. He thought of getting one of those cranes that they move locomotives back onto the tracks with when there's a railroad wreck, but they would have to lay tracks right down on the beach, so that was out of the question. So this poor man realized that no one would believe the size of the fish that he'd caught, and to try and prove his claim somehow, the sportsman took some photographs of that big tarpon. But that didn't do the poor fellow any good either, because even the photographs of that fish weighed so much that naturally nobody could carry them out of the darkroom. John Nesbitt bidding goodbye till we meet again.
From December 8, 1949, Tall Men and Tall Tales, as presented on the Passing Parade. In 1958, Disney Studios released an animated musical short film about folk legend Paul Bunyan. It was narrated by a radio and television actor who later played the mayor of Mayberry on The Andy Griffith Show, but also is known for his work on a Western radio series. Can you name him? I'll have the answer and wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
I hear the train a-coming.
MusicRewind.com introduces Country Legends, The Guys, a unique compilation of some of the greatest country singers ever performing their best-known songs.
Number by mistake today. She thinks I still care.
Order Country
Country Legends, The Guys, at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and pay only $19.98. Plus, get reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code LEGENDS33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to get this amazing 3-CD set. Remember promo code LEGENDS33 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
What does a murderer look like? Go ahead, put yourself out on that limb, but don't drag me out there with you.
No need to get dragged out to the murder scene. Just get the Radio Spirits app today to help solve the crime. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Never miss a When Radio Was episode again and stream the most recent shows for free. Plus, download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening if you sign up for a premium plan. Choose from thousands of radio shows. Sherlock Holmes, Sam Spade, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, Harry Nile, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Come on, what are you waiting for?
Don't wait on getting free streams. Download a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. I was talking about Disney's 1958 animated musical version of the story of Paul Bunyan. It was narrated by a very busy radio and television actor. His name, Parley Bear. He was Chester Proudfoot on Radio's Gunsmoke, and later showed up as the mayor of Mayberry on The Andy Griffith Show. And I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around. Please visit us over at the website. It's WhenRadioWas.com. WhenRadioWas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
Doug Stanford,
Chad Benson Show,
The Dana Show,
Radio America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.